High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, the Hastings High Tigers will play the Holdridge Dusters. The Tigers are hungry for a win after last week's loss to crosstown foe Adams Central. Missed opportunities were the story early in the game.
Dreebarger has got the ball, runs the option play, pushes the ball back. Rosin has got the ball. He takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. Penalty flags are down.
That's going to come back. That's going to be holding.
And when the game was on the line.
Opperman, man goes in motion off to the far side. They fumble the snap, and I think the Patriots are on top of the football at the 38-yard line as they unstack them here. The Patriots say they have the ball, and that's the case. The first turnover of the ball game.
The Tigers look to bounce back against the Dusters tonight on ESPN Radio. Let's turn things over to the call of tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex and high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Hastings High Tigers, the Holdridge Dusters, a Class B matchup here. Both of these ball clubs come into the game with one win and one loss on the season. The Hastings High Tigers starting the season a couple of Fridays ago, winning at Schuyler 47-0 as they scored six touchdowns in that game. Won at 47-0, came back last week, couldn't find the offensive consistency, had some key penalties in the game that hurt them on both sides of the ball, and Adams Central beat Hastings High 13-3 last Friday night. So the Tigers 1-1 on the year, get the six touchdowns in their first game, can't get into the end zone last week, had the field goal by Brady Menke as their only points last week. The Tigers 1-1 on the year. But Hastings High's come into this third game, and their first two, they've rushed the football for 472 yards, 229 through the air. The Tigers have 701 total yards of offense in their first two games, mainly on the strength of that first game, 47-0 win. They've given up only 314, 248 on the ground, 266 through the air. So the Tigers have more than doubled their offensive production as opposed to their opponents, 701 total yards to 314 for the opponents. Tyler Rebarger, the starting quarterback, leads the team in rushing with 189 yards. Austin Herringer, 141 yards on the season so far. Tyler Rebarger's thrown for 166 yards. Patrick Opperman has played some quarterback. He's thrown for 63 yards. Rebarger has thrown the only touchdown pass for the Tigers on the season. In the scoring column, Rebarger has scored three touchdowns, Austin Herringer two, and Patrick Opperman has run for one. Will Reimer catching the only touchdown pass of the year so far for the Tigers from Rebarger. Will Reimer with that touchdown pass in game number one. So the Tigers come in 1-1. The Holdridge Dusters also 1-1 on the year. They started the season winning over York in Holdridge 28-7. Then the Dusters traveled out to Gehring and got beat 27-6 by Gehring last Friday night. So they are also 1-1. They come in with 255 yards on average per game scoring. They've given up 277.5 yards per contest. Kyle Ekstrom, the starting quarterback, has thrown for 223 yards. So he averages 111 per game. And the leading ground gainer, Taylor Juergens, as Coach Rebarger talked about in the pregame show, 209 yards on the ground for Juergens. And he has scored three touchdowns this season for the Holdridge Dusters. So Juergens and Ekstrom on that offensive side of things, really the guys to watch for the Holdridge Dusters. And, of course, Tyler Rebarger will see how he does to start this game at quarterback for the Hastings High Tigers, and Patrick Opperman, the quarterback also. Both have seen action this season, and we'll see what happens here tonight. The Dusters and the Tigers. The Tigers are going to kick off to begin this football game. As they will kick off to the Dusters will be going from right to left as you listen to this football game. Basically, south to north here at Lloyd Wilson Field here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. And Brady Menke will kick off, does all the kicking for the Tigers with his left wrist wrapped up. Still has an arm problem, a wrist area problem in the hand also, but he's expected to start at running back, and he's done all the kicking so far for the Tigers this season. And back to receive the football, Taylor Juergens for the Holdridge Dusters, and the kick now going to Trevin Dick, the other return man, picks it up at the 15-yard line. This one underway, knocked down back at the 15, no return on the play as the Tigers have good kick coverage there. Jared Nelson, the senior down there, with good kick coverage for the Tigers, and the Dusters will start first and 10 on their own 15-yard line with Kyle Ekstrom, the 175-pound senior at quarterback, Taylor Juergens, 160-pound senior at running back, Doug Smith, a 185-pound senior, also in the backfield. The wide receivers are Trevin Dick, 155-pound senior, and Aaron Wilder, 155-pound senior. The tight end is Stephen Denton, a 200-pound senior. Wilder wide to the left, and the slot left is Dick, a wide receiver to the right. So three out, and the shotgun is Kyle Ekstrom to start this one. The Holdridge open it up here. The ball is faked to the running back, keeping the footballs Ekstrom. He gets nothing there right into the line of scrimmage, center and right guard, but no gain there for the quarterback Kyle Ekstrom. Back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain there from the shotgun. Ekstrom runs the football for no gain. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Holdridge Dusters, and they will go without a huddle here as they try to call the play from the line of scrimmage. Ekstrom goes up and down the line of scrimmage, calls the play to all the receivers. The third wide receiver out there for the Dusters is Alex Hamling. Hamling out there as a wide receiver, so only one in the backfield with Ekstrom, the quarterback. From the shotgun, gets the football, wants to throw, does in the right flat. It's going to be caught out there past the 25. It's going to be a first down. Catching the football is Hamlin. Alex Hamlin with the catch there. The first throw by Ekstrom is complete for a first down. And it'll be Holdridge with the football moving it out to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 15 on the play. Hamlin with the catch there for 15 and a first down. So it's first and 10 out to the 30-yard line. So Ekstrom to Hamlin, 15 yards and a first down. The Dusters out to their own 30-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Now over center as Ekstrom hands the ball off out of the I formation to the running back. It's going to be Juergens. Juergens powers his way past the 35 up to about the 37-yard line. A good pickup there by the senior Taylor Juergens. He got 7 on the play out to the 37-yard line. So Juergens, his first carry, gets 7. And it's 2nd and 3 for the Dusters at their own 37-yard line. They have Austin Pastolka, Dylan Clayton, Jason Skalberg, Ethan Corkery, and Matt Jensen up front, left to right, tackle to tackle for the Dusters. 2nd and 3 at their own 37. Holdridge over center Ekstrom to Juergens. Juergens, not much room there, maybe a yard as he goes off right tackle, but the Hastings Tiger defense there. And they start on defense. Mark Gooden, a defensive end, and Ty Anderson, both Gooden, a junior, Anderson, a senior, Trenton Hallmeyer, L.U.R. Resendez up front also, Brady Mankey, Matt Karloff, Casey Lammers, Patrick Opperman are the linebackers. Third down and 2 yards to go. That was a pickup of only one on the play there for Juergens. So it's 3rd and 2 at the 38 for the Dusters. Ekstrom over center now, I formation. Smith and Juergens in that I for the Dusters. 3rd and 2 at their own 38. Ekstrom rolls to his left. He wants to throw for this first down. He does across the middle. It's going to be too high over the head of the intended receiver, Aaron Wilder, and incomplete. And the Tigers have held here the way it looks. It's going to be 4th down and 2 yards to go before the Dusters on their own 38-yard line. Hastings Tigers, that secondary, Austin Gittison, Tyler Ebarger, and Jordan Perez, and back to punt for the Dusters. As they will have to kick this football, it's going to be Doug Smith. He is the punter for the Dusters, and he will kick it away for the first time on a 4th and 2. So the Tigers will get the football for the first time here. We played just a couple of minutes, 9:35 to go. Smith's line drive kick goes to the left here, picked up at the 31-yard line by the Tigers as Gittison spins his way out to the 38. Austin Gittison going to be pulled down right about there, 37, 38-yard line. But Hastings High will have it 1st and 10. Pretty good field position for the Tigers. They'll start. And it looks like at their own 37-yard line, first possession of the game offensively for Hastings High. They expect to start Tyler Ebarger at quarterback. Brady Mankey at a running back, the 150-pound senior. Mankey has not carried the football this year, again bothered by a hand injury, but he is in the starting lineup. Matt Geiger also a running back, and Austin Herringer is the fullback. Tigers come out, set a man in motion. That's Mankey. The toss goes to Brady Mankey. Get his first carry of the year to the 40, out to about the 45-yard line, and knocked down there. Past the 45, good gain there by Brady Mankey on his first carry of the season. Out to the 46, a pickup of 9 on the play for Mankey on his first carry. Will Reimer is a split end. Casey Lammers is a tight end for the Tigers. Cody Newland, Chris Williamson, Trenton Hallmeyer, Eluard Resendez, and Matt Karloff up front for the Tigers. And we'll also see some other young men all across that front line for Hastings High. Also, Tyler McCartney going to be one of them. There's the handoff goes to Menke. Menke to the 45. The hold is to the 40. 35, 30. He may go. Brady Menke to the 20, 15, 10. One guy to beat. And he gets past that guy into the end zone for a touchdown. 54 yards. No flags. Brady Menke, touchdown. 54-yard run for the Tigers. Hastings High scores first here in the first quarter of play. 54 yards on the run there and a touchdown for Brady Menke and the Tigers on the board, and Menke will try the extra point out of the hold of Nick Valley. So Menke will try the extra point here, a 54-yard run and a touchdown. It is snapped. It is kicked by Menke. It is certainly long enough and high enough, and it is good. And the Hastings High Tigers jump out in front on the 54-yard touchdown run by Brady Menke. We'll take a timeout. Hastings High 7, Holdridge nothing. Back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High strikes first. Kind of an electrifying fashion there. Second play from scrimmage. Brady Menke, 54-yard touchdown run. Menke kicks the extra point. The Tigers with a 7-0 lead as 8:36 remains in the first quarter. A lot of bulbs out of the scoreboard here at Hastings College. We had a little... There's some soccer games played, or some college soccer. Hastings College winning one of those games here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field, and I believe they had a little accident with the scoreboard, what I understand here, and a lot of the bulbs are out. Hard to read that scoreboard, but it is 8:36 to go as Menke kicks off once again. Line drive kick to the 15-yard line. Caught there and running the football. Trevin Dick, and he's buried on the play at about the 27. A tremendous hit by Jared Nelson, the senior, again on the kickoff return team. The kickoff team for the Tigers got Trevin Dick at the 25 and just laid the shoulder into the belly and brought down Trevin Dick, and Holdridge will start there, first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. A great hit by Nelson. A perfect example of how you should tackle, I believe. First and 10 at the 25. Kyle Ekstrom will bring out the purple and gold and white of Holdridge. 7-0 Hastings High. First and 10, Dusters on their 25. Handoff goes to Juergens. Taylor Juergens, not a very big kid. He's a 160-pounder, but has good speed and leads this team in rushing. He moves it out to about the 29. And a few yards there. In fact, 4 on the play for Juergens, who's now run for 12 yards. And it's second down and 6 for the Dusters at their own 29-yard line. With Hastings High out in front here, 7-0. The north breeze has pretty much gone away here on a beautiful Friday evening in September. And Hastings High off to a beautiful start here. Second and 6, Dusters. Ekstrom turns, hands the football off again to Juergens. Flag flies as Juergens gets past the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And we'll see what this flag's all about. And Taylor Juergens has 209 yards, 3 touchdowns rushing so far this year, averaging 104 a game. That's going to be a penalty, our first of the night, going to be called on the Dusters. The Tigers are, it's like they're going to take this one. The football was moved out to the 32-yard line. And we're going to have our first penalty of the ball game, and it is going to be on the Dusters. Then it's going to move them back 10 yards on a hold. It's going to be second, but much longer than before. Moves the football back to the 22-yard line. Second and 13 at the 22-yard line. 10 yards from the spot of the foul at the 32. Moves it back to the Duster 22. Second down and 13 yards to go for Holdridge in their own territory. Kyle Ekstrom brings them out there in the eye. Two wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Started out with 3, got a first down throwing the football, but then it's been in the eye ever since. Ekstrom hands the football off to Juergens. Moves his way out to the 25-yard line. The Tiger defense, which has played pretty well this season so far, again, giving up 314 total yards coming in. Juergens tackled there. He moved the football out to the 27. He got five, but it's going to be third down and 8 yards to go for the Dusters on their own 27-yard line. This time they go without a huddle, but the officials will have a timeout called. The officials take a timeout here. They're going to get that adjusted. It's going to be third down, 8 yards to go, Dusters at the 27. Officials call play back in, start the clock once again. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Hastings 7, Holdridge nothing. This time from the shotgun, Kyle Ekstrom, the senior, the 175-pounder, gets the football, drops the football, tries to run away from the defender but can't do it, and there to make the tackle, Ty Anderson, the defensive end, as Ekstrom couldn't handle that snap, went out of his hands, hit the turf, he picked it up, tried to run away from Anderson, could not, the football back to the 18-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play, and it's going to be fourth down and 17 yards to go. And Doug Smith, the running back and linebacker, will punt once again. He stands at his own 5-yard line. Tigers have Giddison back and Will Reimer to receive this punt. Smith's kick this time is high. It's going to be on this side of Holdridge's field, and it's caught there by Will Reimer. A fair catch made, but the Tigers at the Dusters' 44-yard line. First and 10 at the Holdridge 44 on the 26-yard punt. So the Tigers with outstanding field position at the 44-yard line. Only took the Tigers two plays to score first time they had it, and out they come. They send a wide receiver to the left. That's Alex Olson. Again, the double wing, Herringer the fullback, behind quarterback Tyler Rebarger. Second possession in motion is Geiger. Hand off to Herringer the fullback, straight up the middle, maybe two on the play. It's going to be second down for the Tigers. 5:55 to go in period number one. A pickup of one for Herringer in his first carry to the Holdridge 43-yard line. So Austin gets one there. Second and 9, Tigers at the Holdridge 43-yard line. Out they come. Wide to the right is Will Reimer. Wide to the left, it looks like Austin Giddison. Again, the double wing. Tigers no tight end. Rebarger keeps the football. Kind of collided there with Austin Herringer. That one was, Tigers wanted to run that one. But Rebarger pushed it forward to the 41. He got two on the play. His first carry. And it's third down and 7 now for the Tigers. Just outside the Holdridge 41-yard line. Wide to the right now is Alex Olson. I formation. Herringer is the fullback, Jordan Perez, the TI. So Jordan back there. Rebarger wants to throw Doves on the near side, and it's caught at the yard line. There's 20, 15. Near line stepping out of bounds, catching foot from the 9-yard line, and a first down, Tigers. The first throw, Rebarger to Mark Gooden. Gooden catches the football and runs it down to the 9-yard line. A pickup of thirds on the play, and a first down. But the Tigers is a completion. First down and at the Holdridge 9-yard line. Herringer and Perez in the eye behind quarterback Rebarger. One wide receiver. Double tight ends. Handoff goes to Perez. Dances his way to 10, just inside the 10. So nothing there. And we'll see where they spot that football. It's going to be second and goal at the 10-yard line. It's going to be a 1-yard loss there for Jordan Perez. Second down and goal at the 10-yard line for the Tigers. Giddison comes in from the near sideline with a play. Tyler Rebarger will go to the line of scrimmage. Giddison wide to the left. Perez in the slot left. Geiger wing back right. Herringer the fullback. Rebarger over center. Turns. Keeps the football on the option. Tosses to Geiger. He's to the 10, inside the 10 to about the 6 maybe. Matt Geiger, his first carry of the night. It's going to be third down and long on goal here. Geiger brought down at the, we'll call it the 6-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play, but it's third and goal from just outside the 6 for the Tigers. Third and goal from the 6. Brady Menke now back in. Wide receiver to the left, Alex Olson. I formation with Herringer the fullback, Rebarger over center. Third and goal now from the Holdridge 6 for the Tigers. Rebarger turns, hands off to Menke, inside the 5. Good hole. Menke into the end zone, touchdown. A great hole on the left side of the line there. The Tigers offensive line opening that hole up in a 6-yard touchdown run for Brady Menke. And the Tigers up 13-0 with Menke to try the extra point. With 5:20 to go in period number one, the Tigers up here 13-0, extra point pending here. Menke, a 6-yard touchdown run. Valley will hold. High snap, but it's down. It's partially deflected, and it is going to be short and no good. So that extra point was partially deflected, couldn't get to the crossbar, and no good. But the Tigers have scored twice in the first 9 minutes of this ball game. We'll take a timeout with the score. Hastings High 13, Holdridge nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
And with a quick scoring update from the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam. Here's games we're looking at across the area. Right now, Hastings St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill 14-0, about the same place we are in the game. 5 minutes left in quarter one. In Aurora, Hastings, or Adams Central, actually. Adams Central leading Aurora 6-0. And here at our game, 13-0, as Hastings High leads Holdridge. We'll go back out to Lloyd Wilson Field and ESPN sportscaster Blaine Bulis. Hey, Blaine, quick request from the studio. Turn your mic down just a skosh. Back to you.
Will do, sir. The kickoff there by the Tigers. And another good play by the kickoff team by the Tigers. Tackle this time by Anthony Julian as the Tigers on the good kick coverage there. As the Dusters return it out to the 24-yard line. So it's going to be Holdridge football for the third time, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Again, the bulbs are out. It's a little tough to read the scoreboard, so we're going to have to rely on the official folks up here. Kind of hard to read the scoreboard, but it's 3:06 to go. So the Tigers scored with 3:20 to go and lead it 13-0. Ekstrom, the quarterback, rolls to his left, throws it across the middle. It's caught by the tight end past the 30-yard. It looks like Stephen Denton catching that football, the tight end. It is Denton. He moves it out to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 7 on that pass play from Ekstrom to Denton. And Stephen Denton with the catch there for 7. And it's going to be second down and 3 yards to go for the Dusters at their own 31-yard line with 2:40 to go and running in the first quarter. Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. Ekstrom brings him out, now has a couple of wide receivers and a couple of tight ends on this play and one back. So another new look from the Dusters. Ekstrom turns, hands the ball off to Juergens, dances his way to about the 34-yard line. Might be enough for a first down. We will see. And it's out to the 33. The knee goes down there. Third and a yard to go. So Juergens got two there, just short of the first down. He's rushed for 19. And it's third and a yard for the Dusters at their own 33-yard line. Out they come. Three backs now back there with Exum on a third and a yard. Power backfield. Juergens to the 34. Might be enough. Tiger defenders there. Casey Lammers, the linebacker. Looks like it's just enough for a first down. It is a first down for the Dusters. They move it out to the 35, a pickup of 2 and a first down there for Juergens. And it's first and 10 at the Dusters 35-yard line, their second first down. With 1:40 to go in period number 1. First and 10 Dusters at the 35. Now three receivers stacked to the right. Ekstrom, the quarterback, the toss goes to Juergens. He runs right behind all the blockers to the 35. Good pursuit there by the Tigers, like Trenton Haldmeier running along that line of scrimmage from his defensive tackle position. Over there to help on the tackle there. Out to the 36, a pickup of 1 there for Juergens to the Duster 36-yard line. 1 yard pickup. Second and 9 at the 36 for the Dusters. With the Tigers late here in the first quarter, leading up by the score of 13-0. So the Dusters come out second and 9 at the 36-yard line. Hastings High's had it twice. have some big plays. They have a couple of touchdowns. 1 minute and 12 seconds to go in period number one. Tigers 13, Dusters nothing. Three wide receivers now to the left. All split wide to the left. The Tiger defense seeing a lot of different looks from the Dusters. Ekstrom now will back off into the shotgun for Holdridge. He gets the football. Wants to throw, does to the near side. It's going to be tipped and deflected. Austin Gittison on the coverage there. Intended for Ethan Wilson, but Gittison there to break it up incomplete. Third and nine, Dusters at their own 36-yard line. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. Third down and nine for the Dusters at their own 36. They're out in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Ekstrom with the football. We'll bring it down. Pulls it down to the 40. Going to be short of the first down. Got it past the 40. But looks like a yard and a half short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down for the Dusters. It's at the 42, a pickup of six. It's going to be pickup out to the 42-yard line. Pickup of six, but still three short of the first down. So pickup there of six by the quarterback. Kyle Ekstrom and Doug Smith will punt it away for the third time in this first quarter, which has 30 seconds to go. Smith will punt it away to Will Reimer at the 20. Reimer at his own 20. 25-30. Hit around the ankles by Trevin Dick and brought down past the 30. And Hastings High will start there. First down and 10 with their third possession of period number one with 26 seconds to play. It's out to the 33-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will start this series, leading 13 to nothing. So a good first quarter for the Tigers. First and 10 at the 33-yard line. Tyler Ebarger will bring them out once again. Brady Menke has the two touchdowns, a 54-yard run and a 6-yard run. I formation for the Tigers. One wide receiver. Rebarger turns, hands it off to the second man, Thu. It's Brady Menke, hit hard about the 40, but a good run there up front. The Tigers playing well, as that's probably going to be the final play of period number one. Moving that football out to the 39-yard line, a pickup of six on the play for Brady Menke. He has 75 yards in that first quarter, and that is going to be the end of period number one after that 6-yard gain. The Tigers will have it second and four at their own 39 when the second quarter starts. We've played one, a good first quarter for Hastings High. After one, the Tigers 13, Holdridge nothing. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings High leads Holdridge 13 to nothing after one quarter. The Tigers have the football to start the second quarter. Second down, 4 yards to go at their own 39-yard line. They come out in their double wing with the fullback Herringer behind quarterback Tyler Ebarger. Ebarger keeps the football on the option, has nowhere to go, and he's pulled down in the play for a loss. Good play there by the Dusters. Defensive end Stephen Denton, the senior, brings down Ebarger, a loss back to the 37-yard line, a loss of two, so it's going to be third down and 6 yards to go for the Tigers as Hastings High. 81 yards rushing, 32 through the air. That first quarter, the Tigers gave up 21 yards rushing and 22 yards passing. Brady Menke scored both touchdowns for the Tigers. An offensive line of Cody Newland, Chris Williamson, Trenton Haldmeier, L.U.R. Resendez, Matt Karloff, Casey Lammers, the tight end. Rebarger pulls it down. He wants to throw. Now he'll have to run the football to the 40-yard line. Hit hard there past the 40. And Rebarger got it past the 40 to maybe the 42. It's going to be just short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and about a yard to go. Rebarger got five. He needed six. Fourth and a yard at the Tiger 42-yard line. We are also seeing Tyler McCartney up front there for the Tigers. And Zach Cook also. And Evan Reeves. So Hastings is going to set up the punt here. On this fourth down and a yard to go. And then the Tigers going to fake the ball because it's Jake Rawson with the football to the 40, to the 45-yard line. And that was not Brady Menke who wears number 20. Jake Rawson wears number 22. Menke is the punter, and that was not Menke. It was Rawson. He took the fake punt, got enough for a first down, but there's a penalty marker on the play. So the Tigers fake the punt. It works this time. Excuse me, Patrick Opperman is usually the punter. Excuse me, number 11. That was number 22, Rawson. That was a planned fake, and Rawson ran it up for the first down. That penalty is going to push it back to the 39-yard line. It was holding on the Tigers. Now we'll see what the Tigers want to do. They have Jake Rawson back, and they're going to have to punt on that 5-yard penalty. The first penalty on the Tigers negates that run for a first down. Now the ball goes to Rawson, and Rawson now wants to punt the football, does, to the near sideline as he runs away from the line and punts the football. And Holdridge gets the ball at the 25-yard line. Trevin Dick there. He's out to about the 27-yard line. So the Tigers don't have Patrick Opperman punting the football. Jake Rawson faked the punt. Rawson punted that one. He kind of ran away from the rush and punted it down to Trevin Dick, and Dick got it to the 27-yard line. And that's where the Dusters will start. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. So we'll see about Patrick Opperman. Do not know that he is injured or anything, but he's the normal punter, but not out there that time. So Jake Rawson punts that football, and Holdridge will start first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Kyle Ekstrom, the quarterback. Ekstrom gets the football, hands the ball off to Juergens, and he's going to be wrestled to the turf by the Tigers' Matt Karloff on that defensive line. Darcy Juergens, or Taylor Juergens, excuse me. A gain of a yard to the 28-yard line. So Juergens gets one there. Let's see if we can spot number 11. That's Opperman. He had no report that he was injured or was not going to be out there, but cannot find his number, and that's why he did not punt the football. Ekstrom now from the shotgun on second and 9. Throws it across the middle. It's caught for a first down out to the 40-yard line. That's crossing pattern. Front of the defender there, Trevin Dick catches that football. His first catch of the night, moves the football out from the 28-yard line to the 40. A pickup of 12 on the play and a first down. Trevin Dick with the catch there, 12-yard gain. First down, Holdridge at their own 40-yard line. First down and 10 for the Dusters at the 40. They'll come out with three wide receivers, and Ekstrom will be in the shotgun. Early in period number 2, Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. From the shotgun, Ekstrom hands the ball off to Juergens. Nowhere to go there. Maybe moves it forward for a yard or two on the play, but the Tiger defenders doing a good job tonight, especially up front. They'll call this out to about the 42. We'll call it second and 8 at the 42-yard line. Juergens carries for 2. He's rushed for 25. Second and 8, Dusters at the 42-yard line. In the shotgun this time will be Kyle Ekstrom. Second and 8 at the Duster 42. Tigers up by 2 scores, 13 to nothing. Ekstrom throws it. It's caught. Another of a slant pattern again to the wide receiver this time. Trevin Dick, number 2, catches that football. Moves it from the 42-yard line up to we will call it the 48-yard line. A pickup of 6, going to be 3rd down and 2 yards to go. 6-yard pickup there by Ekstrom to Trevin Dick. 3rd down and 2 yards to go at the 48-yard line. Just past the 47, so we'll call it the 48. 3rd and about 2.5 for the Dusters. Come out with Ekstrom over center. The quarterback will take the snap. Hands the ball off to Juergens. Comes off right tackle. He has nowhere to go. Trying to get to the 50-yard line. Can't do it. The Tiger defenders close in there. Patrick Opperman, who's out there on defense, so he is okay playing defense here. Just did not punt the first time the Tigers had the ball, but Opperman on the stop there. 4th and about a yard to go at the 49-yard line for the Dusters. Doug Smith's the punter. He's going to drop back to kick that football. 4th and a yard, so the Dusters will kick it away near midfield. Austin Gittison, the only returner back for Hastings High. 4th and a yard. The snap goes to Smith. Not much of a rush. Nice kick by Smith. Gittison, fair catch called and made at the 14-yard line. And that's where Hastings High will start. 1st down and 10 yards to go at their own 14-yard line. So the Tigers, with a 13-0 lead, will have it 1st and 10 at their own 14 as we're in period number 2. Looks like about 7:52 on the clock in the period number 2. Again, that's subject to question. Hastings High leads it here, 13-0. It is 7:52 to go in period number 2. The Tigers with the football, the black-clad orange helmets, orange trim, white numerals, and orange trim on those numerals for Hastings High. Flag flies before the ball can be snapped, and we'll see what that's all about. Tigers at their own 14. And somebody's across the line. It's called offside on the Tigers. We'll move it back to the 9. 1st and 15 now for the Tigers at the 9-yard line. So the Tigers line up in whatever that neutral zone there. 1st and 15 at the 9-yard line. Landon Valley comes in off the bench. Casey Lammers, as the Tigers will change this play up on the 1st and 10 at the 14. Now it's 1st and 15 at the 9-yard line. Double wing, Perez and Geiger on the wings. Rebarger, the quarterback, in motion is Geiger. Rebarger on the opposite, hands the ball off to Austin Herringer, the fullback, powers his way to the 15, maybe the 16-yard line. So pretty good pickup there by Herringer. As the Tigers try to get out of this hole here, it's out to the 16-yard line. A pickup of 7. It's going to be 2nd down and 8 yards to go. So Austin Herringer picks up 7 there. And he has rushed 2 times for 8 yards, 2nd and 8 at the 16 for the Tigers. Come out in the double wing and like to power their way out of their own territory. Keeping the ball is Rebarger, past the 20. Was over center in the guards. Haldmeyer's the center. Williamson, Resendez have been playing guard. And Chris Williamson, he's not a little fellow. 275. Out to the 22 there. Pick up a 6, 3rd and 2. 6-yard gain for Rebarger. He's rushed for 11, 3rd and 2 for the Tigers at their own 22-yard line. Briskly played first half. Tigers lead at 13-0, 3rd and 2 at their own 22-yard line. Holdridge stacks the line of scrimmage. Getting the football, but no gain there, and the Tigers are going to have to punt. No gain on that running play as Jordan Perez carried, and it's going to be 4th down and 2 yards to go at the Tiger 22-yard line. 4th and 2 at the 22-yard line for Hastings High. So Jake Rawson's going to drop back and punt for the Tigers. For Hastings High, Rawson has punted 1 time in the first 2 games, punted once in this one. He rolls to his left. What's Jake going to do? He's going to keep the football to the 25. He's going to get enough for the first down. So Jake Rawson runs it to the near sideline on that 4th down play, and the Tigers feel they can do that. And Rawson runs for a 1st down. He runs it from the 22 out to the 28-yard line. Needed 2, got 6. So Rawson for 6 gets the 1st down. Jake uses that speed and gets a first down on a 4th-and-2 from the 22. The Tigers run for it and get the first down. Jake Ross and the punter runs for a first down. Tigers come out in the eye at their own 28. Hand off to Herringer to the 30, to the 35-yard line, past the 35. Nice run by Austin Herringer. As Tyler McCartney and Cody Newland open a hole there to the 37-yard line, a pickup of 9 on the play. Second down and a yard for the Tigers. Herringer picks up 9 there. Second and a yard at the 37-yard line. Over center, Trenton Haltmeyer, the center, is Rebarger. Handoff is fake to Herringer on the option. Handoff to Menke. Menke has enough for a first down by about a yard out to the 39-yard line. So the Tigers run the option this time. Brady Menke on the carry picks up a first down for Hastings High School. First and 10 from the 37. We'll call it out to the 40. A pickup of 3 there on the play. For Brady Menke, he's rushed for 78 yards and a couple scores. First and 10, Tigers at their own 40. Wide receiver to the right is Will Reimer. To the left is Landon Valley. Double wing this time in motion is Menke. Toss goes to Menke. To the 40, to the 45, to midfield. Pulled out of bounds by a couple defenders there. Trevin Dick there and Doug Smith pull Brady Menke out of bounds on that tackle, but it's another first down for the Tigers into Duster territory at the 48, a pickup of 12 there by Brady Menke. First and 10 at the Holdridge, 48-yard line for the Tigers. They pick up yet another first down. And it's first and 10 at the Dusters' 48-yard line. So Hastings High on the move here. They started at their own 9 after a penalty in this drive. Lead it 13-0 and have it first and 10 at the Holdridge 48. Hand off to Herringer. Keeping the football. On the option play there is Rebarger. That may be a yard to the 47. Herringer goes into the line of scrimmage, but he didn't have the football. Tyler Rebarger still had it. A pickup there of 1 for Rebarger. Second down, 9 yards to go for the Tigers at the Holdridge 47-yard line. Out come the Tigers. Reimer goes wide to the right. Hastings High has thrown the football only once. 32-yard pickup to Mark Gooden. Kept it on the ground. Lead it 13-0. Handoff goes to Menke. Menke to the 45. Inside the 45. Met there by the Dusters defense. And the football down to about the 42. We'll see where they spot it. 42-yard line, a pickup there of 5, 3rd-and-4 at the Duster 42-yard line. 95 yards for Brady Menke. He had a 54-yard touchdown run, though. 3rd-and-4 at the 42, but he's run well tonight. His first plays from scrimmage running the football this year due to his arm injury. But in the running game tonight, 3rd-and-4, Tigers at the 42, toss to Menke. Far side to the 40, and the play's going to be blown dead here. Menke got enough for a first down, but there was a whistle as that play was being run, a marker on the field, an illegal procedure penalty on Hastings High. Their 3rd 5-yard penalty of the innings could move that football back to the 47 of Holdridge. Now, instead of 3rd-and-4, it's going to be 3rd-and-9. 3rd-and-9 for the Tigers at the 47. No turnovers in this game. 3 penalties on Hastings High, 1 on Holdridge. The Tiger defense has given up only 25 yards rushing, 40 yards passing in this game. Hastings High with over 100 yards rushing and 32 passing in this first half. But they face a 3rd down and 9 yards to go at the Holdridge 47-yard line. It's like about 3:15 to go, best we can tell on the scoreboard clock. 3rd and 9 at the 47. Rebarger wants to throw his tip and intercepted at the 35-yard line. Kyle Ekstrom, the quarterback and cornerback, interception there, and the Tigers turn it over on the interception. Kyle Ekstrom returns it into Hastings High territory. So the first turnover of the ball game. Just mentioned there hadn't been any. There the Tigers turn it over on the interception, and Ekstrom returns it to the Hastings High 48-yard line. So the best field position of the night for the Holdridge Dusters down here 13-0. And we'll see if that shifts some momentum from the Tigers to the Dusters. Tigers throw the interception. The Dusters have it at the 48-yard line. They have all their timeouts. Looks like about 3:05 to go in period number two. So the Tigers defense, we'll see, has played so well in this first half. We'll see what's up here on this series. Three wide receivers to the left for the Dusters. Ekstrom in the shotgun. He has four completions and five throws in this game. Kyle Ekstrom gets the football, fakes the handoff, keeps the football. Now we'll pull it down and run to the 45 to the 40. Nice hole, 35-yard line. Tripped up from behind, and Ekstrom all the way down to the 30-yard line. First down, Dusters. From the Tiger, 48. And the knee goes down and touches at the 30, and 18-yard pickup there by Ekstrom. The longest run from scrimmage by the Dusters. Moves it down to the Tiger, 30-yard line. So that interception has given the Dusters some momentum here late in this first half. Again, plenty of time. 2:45 and three timeouts. First and 10 at the 30 of the Tigers for the Dusters. Ekstrom in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right side. Ekstrom gets a blitz, and he's hit from behind. Fumbles the football. Tigers pick it up. Getting the football is Casey Lammers after the hit by Brady Mankey. Mankey from the blind side. Hit the quarterback, Kyle Ekstrom. Casey Lammers gets on the football. Was able to advance it a few yards out to the 41-yard line. And there's the first turnover of the game by the Dusters. So Hastings High gets the momentum back on that fumble recovery by Casey Lammers after the hit by Brady Mankey. Moves it out to the Tigers' 41-yard line. After the turnover and the fumble, and the Tigers recover first and 10 at Hastings 41 with 2.5 minutes to go in period number two. The toss goes to the running back Perez. Jordan with the football up to the past the 45 near midfield. So Jordan Perez on the carry there for the Tigers. From his own 41, they'll spot the football at the 49. A pickup of 8 yards on the play for Jordan Perez. Moves that football out to the 49 of Hastings. Second down and 2 yards to go. 2:26 to go. The Tigers have all their timeouts and the 13-0 lead. Rebarger hands off to Perez to midfield. Going to be close to the first down. Needed just about two, and that's just about what he got. We'll see where they spot the football. They'll put it down at the 50. It's going to be just a little short. So a pickup of one there for Jordan, and it's third and a yard for the Tigers at midfield. But he is still real close. The officials eyeballing, and they're going to maybe bring the chains in. He might have got enough for this first down. So they bring the chains in, and it's going to be just short or just enough. Bring those chains in from the far sideline, the visitor's side of the field. Pretty good crowd from Holdridge there, and a good, nice crowd for Hastings High here tonight. They stretch it. It is enough for a first down. First and 10 at midfield. So a pickup there, we'll call it now, two for Jordan Perez, and a first down. So the Tigers will have it first and 10 at the 50. We'll call it the 50-yard line, enough for a first down. They spot the football, start the clock again. Tigers first and 10 at midfield, leading 13-0 late in period number two. 2:12 to go. I formation. Rebarger, the quarterback, on the option. Comes this way. Toss goes to the running back. It's Jordan Perez, knocked down inside Duster territory at about the 47. Pickup of three on the play for Jordan. Second down and 7 yards to go at the Duster's 47-yard line. From the near sideline, Alex Olsen runs in the play. The wide receiver to the quarterback, Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger, the junior, with 1:42. Clock runs, period number two. Second and 7, Tigers at the Duster 47. Handoff goes to Perez to the 45. Not much room there, and the Tigers are going to call a timeout here, and Rick Rebarger's already headed out to the offensive huddle. The Tigers take a timeout with 1:31 to go in period number two. Hastings 13. Holdridge nothing back in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
From the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam with an area scoring update. Other schools of interest that we are watching, Blue Hill and St. Cecilia. A few minutes left to go in the second period. St. Cecilia with the lead, 20-7 over Blue Hill. That's a game you can hear on the Breeze 94.5. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central at Aurora. The Patriots with the lead, 6-0 in the second. Now back out to Blaine Bulis with the Hastings High Tigers.
Okay, welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. So the other two Hastings teams, just heard, also leading tonight. Hastings High leads it here 13-0 late in the first half. Third and 5 Tigers at the Duster 40-yard line. Rebarger, the quarterback, rolls to his left. Will keep the football, will have enough for the first down to the 40, inside the 40. As the defenders couldn't get up there in time to get to the fleet of foot, Tyler Rebarger, and a first down for the Tigers from the 45. To the 38, it's going to be a 7-yard pickup and a first down for the Tigers. First down and 10, Hastings High at the Duster 38-yard line. 1:26 to go in period number 2. Out come the Tigers, a couple wide receivers. Rebarger will roll to his right, wants to throw the football. It's going to be sacked on the play back near midfield. Looks like Doug Smith, the linebacker, gets in there to sack Tyler Rebarger from the 38 all the way back to the 49-yard line. A loss of 11 on the play, and it's going to be second down and long now for the Tigers. Second and 21 at the 49-yard line. Clock continues to run with 1 minute to go. The Tigers not going to stop it here right at this moment. They lead 13-0. They have a second and 21 at the Holdridge 49-yard line. Double wing for the Tigers. Motion is Perez. The toss goes to Jordan Perez. Gets the football at the 40, to the 45, to the 40, and knocked out of bounds around the 40-yard line. That'll stop the clock with about 45 seconds to go. From the Duster 49 to the 40, a pickup of 9 by Jordan Perez. It's going to be 3rd and 12 for the Tigers. 3rd and 12 at the Duster 40. See what the Tigers want to do here. Will Reimer comes in off the bench this time. Alex Olson. They substitute the wide receivers, bringing in the plays. It's 3rd and 12 at the 40. A couple of wide receivers now. Olson and Reimer, double wing for the Tigers. See what they want to do. The Tigers want to try to get this first down. They'll try to score here. Rebarger keeps the football, but has nowhere to go. And the good defensive play there by Stephen Denton. A loss back to about the 41-yard line, a loss of 1 on the play. So the Tigers choose to keep it on the ground. Loss of a yard, it's 4th and 13, and neither team looks like they want to snap the football. Looks like we're going to go in at 13-0. The Tigers, 4th and 13 at the 41, they certainly don't want to snap it, and the Dusters aren't going to call a timeout either. And we're going to come to the end of the first half of play, so that's the way it's going to end. As Mike Will would like to say, a screeching halt here. The first half ends, and the Hastings High Tigers have the lead, 13-0. So the Tigers with 2 scores in the first quarter, a scoreless second quarter. We reached halftime with the score. Hastings High 13, Holdridge nothing. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the Money and Ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. As the Hastings High Tigers lead to the Holdridge Dusters here at halftime by the score of 13-0. The Tigers scoring the first two times they have the football. Jumped out to a quick 13-0 lead, and we had a scoreless second quarter play as each team was in the other's territory. But neither team could score in that second quarter, and Hastings High leads by the score of 13-0 at halftime. The Tigers in that first quarter of play started out on defense and held the Dusters. After the Dusters did get one first down, the Tigers stopped the Dusters there. Hastings High gets the football at their own 37-yard line. And on the second play from scrimmage, Brady Menke gallops 54 yards for a touchdown on the second play from scrimmage for the Tigers, and they had the 6-0 lead, and Menke added the extra point. 8:36 to go in period number one. Hastings led by the score of 7-0, so it took the Tigers only two plays to score. First time they got the football. Again, Menke has been battling a hand injury this season, and he has not run the football from the line of scrimmage until tonight. He's done the kicking, and as he usually does, but the first time from scrimmage running the football for Brady Menke, and on his second run from scrimmage, he goes 54 yards for a touchdown. The Tigers hold the Dusters once again, and Hastings High scores once again as they go 44 yards, getting the football in Duster territory and move 44 yards and score on another touchdown run by Brady Menke, a 6-yard run, and the Tigers led 13-0. Menke's extra point try was partially deflected. It was no good. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Hastings High led by the score of 13-0. The Tigers defense holds Holdridge once again in the first quarter. The Tigers get the football back near the end of the first quarter and take it into the second quarter of play, but no more scoring in that first half as the Tigers could not score. The Dusters could not either. The Tigers and Dusters each got into the other's territory in that second quarter play in the first half, and the Tigers down to the Dusters 38 late in the first half, but a sack moves the football back to the 49, and the Tigers decide to kind of run that football out in the first half, and the Dusters nor the Tigers stop the clock the last 30 seconds or so, and the Tigers go off the field with the lead by the score of 13-0 here at halftime over the Holdridge Dusters. So two touchdown runs for Brady Menke, 54 yards on the second play from scrimmage. On the next drive, 6 yards for Menke, and the Tigers have a 13-0 lead in the contest. We will take another timeout when we return. We'll give you some first half numbers for each of these teams and individuals with the score, Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back with more in 90 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And with a score update from the ESPN Radio Studios, I am Brad Beam. A couple of games going on around the area covered on Platte River Radio stations. If you're wondering about the Grand Island Kearney Class A matchup, that is on Classic Hits 98.9. Here's what's happening late in the second. Grand Island with the lead, 22-7 over Kearney. You might remember that Kearney has won the last 10 matchups that those two have faced together. Grand Island leading Kearney 22-7. Nearing halftime, Aurora and Adams Central at Aurora. I believe Adams Central right now with the lead. Other games, St. Cecilia 28 over Blue Hill. Blue Hill has scored 7 points, so St. Cecilia leading at home. Kearney Catholic winning over North Platte St. Pat's, 7-0 in the second. And in Kennesaw, Bruning Davenport Schickley down to Kennesaw. Kennesaw with a 14-0 lead. And again, 13-0, Hastings High leading Holdridge, a game you're hearing right here on 1230, right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We'll go back out to Lloyd Wilson Field with sportscaster Blaine Bulis. Blaine?
Okay, thank you, Brad, very much, and welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field on the beautiful Hastings College campus, the Osborne Family Sports Complex, the new turf in, and I tell you what, it looks absolutely gorgeous here on this the new turf down, the new field turf. It's just beautiful out here on Lloyd Wilson Field, and the Hastings College Broncos will get their first try on this field tomorrow as the season finally starts for the Broncos tomorrow. Everybody else has played, the high school teams. Hastings High, this is their third game of the season. They're a third of the way through their season after this one. Hastings College just getting underway tomorrow. Of course, the Broncos, every team gets a week off in the GPAC. The Broncos' week off happened to be last weekend, Labor Day weekend, the first week of the season for most. But the Tigers had, the Broncos had the weekend off. So they're getting their season started tomorrow. It'll be a 1 o'clock game against the Dort Defenders. First of 10 for the Broncos in the regular season. And we'll see what happens with the Tony Harper, the new head football coach. And we'll begin coverage tomorrow. We'll have all the Bronco action on 1230 KHAS Radio, beginning at 1215 tomorrow afternoon with the Tony Harper pregame show. So once again, join Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell for Hastings College football in the 2011 season, beginning at 1215 tomorrow. Kickoffs at 1 o'clock right here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Broncos and Dort tomorrow afternoon. Hastings High leads this one here by the score of 13-0 over the Holdridge Dusters in this high school football game, this Class B matchup. The Tigers 13, the Dusters nothing. In that first half, as we have it here, the Hastings High Tigers rushing for 156 yards, throwing for 32 yards, 188 total yards for the Tigers in that first half of play. Brady Menke with the two touchdowns, also running for 95 yards and the two scores for the Tigers. Quarterback Tyler Rebarger had been sacked a couple of times. He's netted 7 yards rushing. Fullback Austin Herringer, 17 yards on the ground. Jordan Perez running from the halfback position has 25 yards rushing. Matt Geiger, 1 carry for 6. And Jake Rawson running off the fake punt goes for 6 yards and a first down. The Tigers 156 on the ground, led by Brady Menke's 95 and 2 touchdowns. Only one pass thrown by the Tigers. 1 out of 1 is Tyler Rebarger, although he does have an interception. So 1 out of 1 with 1 interception for Rebarger. 1 catch, 32 yards for the tight end, Mark Gooden, for Hastings High. 32 through the air, 156 on the ground, 188 total on the Tigers. With 6 first downs, Tigers 1 turnover, that interception, 3 penalties for 15 yards in the first half. But the Tigers have the most important number, the 13 on the board. The Dusters have no points yet. And the Dusters held to only 83 total yards in that first half by the Tiger defense. Hastings High defense has given up only 314 total yards through the first two games. They've given up only 83 to the Dusters in this first half. And the young man, Taylor Juergens, who's averaged more than 100 yards per game running for Holdridge, held to 26 by the Tiger defense in that first half. Quarterback Kyle Ekstrom for 17 yards on the ground, 43 total yards for the dusters in that first half. Juergens and Ekstrom, the only two players who have rushed the football for the Dusters. 43 yards on the ground. Ekstrom is 4 out of 5 throwing the football. Trevin Dick has caught 2 balls for 18 yards. The tight end Stephen Denton with 1 catch for 7, and the wide receiver Alex Hamling on the first drive, 15-yard catch for the Dusters. Ekstrom 4 out of 5 for 40 yards throwing. The Dusters have run for 83 total yards for Holdridge in that first half. They've had 1 interception. The Tigers throw the interception. The Dusters have fumbled the football away once for their only turnover. Casey Lammers gets that fumble recovery after the hit by Brady Menke on the quarterback Ekstrom. Lammers recovers the fumble as the Dusters turn it over only 1 time. 1 penalty for 10 yards on Holdridge. They had 4 first downs in that first half of play, but no points for the Dusters. Tigers with 188 total yards. Dusters with 83. Tigers with the 2 touchdowns and have the lead by the score of 13-0 here at halftime. So Hastings High played pretty well. I'm sure they would like to have tacked on some more points maybe at the end when they were in Holdridge territory, but couldn't get the job done. A sack there hurting the Tigers in that last drive. And the Hastings High defense, after Holdridge got into Tiger territory in that second quarter, holds the Dusters off the board there and forced that fumble. And the recovery by the Tigers, Casey Lammers there. So Hastings High's defense has played real well. The offense, 2 scores, first 2 times they have the football, and they move the football pretty well also. So it's been a good night for the Tigers so far as they lead it 13-0. Well, we talked about just a few minutes earlier about the Hastings College season opener, home opener tomorrow against Dorth. That'll be 1 o'clock here at Lloyd Wilson Field. You can hear it on Platte River Radio's KHAS Radio, 1230 AM. 12:15 pregame tomorrow, 1 o'clock for the kickoff there. The Nebraska Cornhuskers will be in action tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock in Lincoln. Fresno State comes to town. The Huskers and the Bulldogs will go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at Memorial Stadium. The pregame begins on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM, that's 94.5 FM, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So the Broncos at 1, and the Huskers kick off at 6 tomorrow night as our college football coverage continues on Platte River Radio's family of stations. And as you've been hearing, we follow the local and area teams all season long on the family of stations of Platte River Radio. Hastings and area teams, of course, all season long. Kearney, Grand Island, we'll follow them as we see who ends up in Lincoln at that third weekend, a few days before Thanksgiving for the state championship games. That's a long way off, but it is already, as mentioned, the third game of the season for Hastings High. This is the 1/3 mark of the season for the Tigers. They'll be 1/3 of the way through their regular season after this game tonight. And the Tigers lead it here by the score of 13-0. And reminders for you also, do not leave us after the play-by-play here on ESPN 1550 KICS, as we will have the player of the game. We'll name our player of the game. That program brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. Then after that, the coach's post-game show, The Coach Speaks. We hope to hear from Coach Rick Rebarger of Hastings High on The Coach Speaks show. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Company, our sponsor for The Coach Speaks, our post-game show. Another reminder, after that, on 1230 KHAS Radio, Platte River Radio's KHAS Radio, will have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. That'll be on 1230 KHAS after the coverage of the Adams Central Aurora football game, which is on right now on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, week number 3 for that, after our play-by-play coverage on 1230 KHAS Radio tonight. So, kind of get you caught up on everything. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have some more halftime information for you with the score. Hastings High 13, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back in another 90 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
And with another scoring update from the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam. Over on the Breeze 94.5, a game being played at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia leads Blue Hill at halftime. Score is 28-7. And Blaine, a little bit of a correction. I had the leader wrong in the Adams Central Aurora game. With 18 seconds left to halftime, Aurora leads Adams Central. Score there is 14-7. Erroneously reported earlier that Adams Central had the lead. In fact, Aurora had the lead. They went up 14-0, and Adams Central struck back. So now it's 14-7, just about halftime in Aurora. We're at halftime, getting ready to start the second half. We'll go back out to Blaine Bulis for Hastings High Tiger football.
Hey, thank you, Brad. So we have the St. Cecilia leading at halftime. Adams Central late in the first half, trailing at Aurora. A couple of good football games there. And right here, Hastings High with the lead, 13-0 over the Holdridge Dusters here at Lloyd Wilson Field. When we talk about football and the coverage of the high school and our Hastings College and Nebraska Cornhuskers this season. Also, this is the beginning weekend of the NFL season. And right here on ESPN 1550 and ESPN 1460 KXPN, the ESPN Superstation. We'll have college football for you tomorrow. Mississippi State at Auburn begins around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Alabama at Penn State at 2:30. Notre Dame at Michigan tomorrow evening at 6:30. And the NFL season, three games on the ESPN Superstation this Sunday. Pittsburgh at Baltimore, 7:30 Sunday morning. The Giants at Washington against the Redskins at 3:15. Sunday night, Dallas at the New York Jets, then a doubleheader on that first Monday night of action. They have their doubleheader on the first night of Monday night football. New England at Miami at 5:30 Monday evening. Oakland at Denver at 9:15. All those college and pro games on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN out of Kearney. So you can follow the college and NFL season on the ESPN Superstation and also our local and area teams on the ESPN Superstation this season. So we'll have you covered with football across the board, high school, college, pros, in this 2011 football season. Hastings High with the lead here at halftime by the score of 13-0 as we tell you that the Tigers got a couple of touchdown runs by Brady Menke, a 54-yard run by Menke in the second play from scrimmage. Tigers led 7-0. Menke, a 6-yard run also in the first quarter. Tigers led 13-0. It was a scoreless second quarter. And here at the half, Hastings High 13 and Holdridge nothing. The Tigers with 188 total yards. The Dusters with 83. We'll take our final timeout of this first half when we return the third quarter kickoff. So with the score, Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beamon's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beamon's Appliance services what they sell.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Second half about to begin. Hastings High leads Holdridge 13-0 here at halftime. Do want to mention that in this beautiful field, there was some soccer played this afternoon. Hastings College men wins over Oklahoma Baptist 3-2 in overtime on this field. That was earlier today here, and so the Broncos won 3-2 in overtime. They continue to roll along here in this 2011 season, the defending national champions. 3-2 Hastings College in overtime in men's soccer over Oklahoma Baptist, and the Broncos will take on Hannibal LaGrange out of Illinois 7:30 tomorrow night right here on this field. So we got the soccer today. We have the football high school tonight. We have the Hastings College football game tomorrow afternoon. More soccer here tomorrow night. Hastings College women are hosting their tournament, the Quality Inn tournament, Quality Hotel tournament going on this weekend in Hastings over at Lynn Farrell Arena. So a lot of activity on the Hastings College campus as far as the athletics are concerned this weekend. High school football here, third quarter about to begin as the Tigers, who deferred and won the opening toss, will get the football to start this third quarter, leading 13-0. The Tigers have a 2-touchdown lead and will get the football to begin period number 3. Going back to kick that football is going to be Dakota Falk for the Holdridge Dusters. The Tigers will get the football first at the 40-yard line. There's the kick. It is high, and it comes down about the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. The Tigers running the football, getting that football, returning it out to about the 17 or 18 is Jordan Perez, and that's where the Tigers will start. First and 10 at their own, where do they spot it? 19-yard line. So the Tigers at the 19, first and 10. Hastings High at 156 yards on the ground, and they would like to keep that clock running in the second half with a 2-touchdown lead. They come out in the eye. Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback. Austin Herringer, the fullback. Brady Menke, the tailback. Rebarger keeps the football and breaks into the clear to the 30. Pulled down there by the Dusters. Ethan Wilson, Rebarger almost broke free for that one, but gets a first down on the first play from scrimmage. From the 19 out to the 33, a 14-yard pickup for Tyler Rebarger. So Rebarger with a 14-yard run there out to the 33, first and 10 for the Tigers. So again, a good start from scrimmage by the Tigers. Took them two plays to start the game to score, and this will be the second play from scrimmage in this third quarter. Rebarger hands the football off to Menke, the tailback to the 35, and he is hit there and knocked to the turf about the 36-37. Second down for the Tigers coming up. They spotted at the 37. They pick up a pickup of four on the play for Menke. That gives 99 for Brady and 2 touchdowns. Second and 6 at the 37-yard line. Again, the I formation, Menke and Herringer. If the Tigers want to come out on a little power I here and try to run that football. Menke spins. He's knocked down hard there on the play by the Dusters. Marcus Van Epperen, the junior, hits Menke hard there after a pickup of a short yard on the play. Third and 5 at the 38-yard line. 100 yards on the ground for Brady Menke. Officials are going to stop the clock here. Officials timeout. Got an equipment problem by one of the Dusters. Get that settled and we'll get situated, and that has been taken care of. Doug Smith having that shoulder pad problem. It's handled. We're ready to go again. Third and 5 Tigers at their own 38, just underway third quarter. Hastings 13, Holdridge nothing. Tigers have picked up a first down in this series, started at their own 19. Third and 5 at the 38. I formation, one wide receiver to the left. Holdridge stacks up the line of scrimmage. Rolling to his left is Rebarger. Fakes down the football to the 40. He's going to get close to that first down before he's tackled on the play, and we'll see where they spot it. That's going to be the key. It's at the 43. It's right there, and it might just be enough. It is just enough, a five-yard pickup and a first down. Rebarger just made it. He got 5 yards and maybe a couple of inches. First and 10 at the 43, so the Tigers will get three more downs. They can run that clock. Alex Olson, wide receiver, the senior, comes in from the near sideline, gives the play from the coaches to Rebarger, the quarterback. 9:55 to go, period number three. Hastings leads it 13 to nothing. First and 10 at the 43. Wingback left in motion is Geiger. Rebarger on the inside, hand off to Menke. Trapped behind the line of scrimmage, dances his way forward to the 45, maybe two, but Brady Menke does a good job avoiding a loss on the play and managed to get it out to the 45 and picked up two. Two-yard pickup for Menke. Second down, 8 yards for the Tigers to get another first down. On the near sideline, Austin Gittison brings in a play. He comes in there. Mark Gooden comes in. Gittison goes wide to the left. Gooden is a tight end. Casey Lammer's the other tight end here. Handoff goes to Menke, 45, midfield, into Holdridge territory, off left tackle. Good pickup there by Menke from his own 45 to the Dusters. 49, a pickup of 6, third down and 2 yards to go. Menke gets 6 there. And the Tigers have been running behind Cody Newland, Chris Williamson, Trenton Haldmar, Eluard Resendez, Matt Karloff up front. Tyler McCartney also up there. Zach Cook, a sophomore. Evan Reeves, a junior. Those are the guys been opening most of those holes. There's the handoff to Herringer. He breaks free at the 40. He's going to go all the way. Austin Herringer, 49 yards, touchdown. The fullback on the quick hitter off left guard and center. Breaks into the secondary for the 49-yard touchdown run. Austin Herringer. Tigers lead it 19 to nothing, and the Tigers look like they may go for, they're going to go for two here or for one. Looks like one from the near sideline, but Herringer with that quick hit breaks past the line of scrimmage. That was one of the things coaches were looking for. If the Dusters were going to blitz a lot, stack that line of scrimmage, if the Tigers maybe could burn them. They did there with Herringer going 49 yards for the score. The snap is bobbled. Menke has to pick it up, but he has nowhere to go. So that bobbled snap on the point after attempt, and Menke has nowhere to go as he picks it up, tries to run it in for two, but well short of that. So the Tigers cannot convert on the extra point. But the Tigers have the lead. We'll take a timeout with the score. Now Hastings 19, Holdridge nothing. Back with the Tigers kickoff in 30 seconds.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
...19-0, Hastings High with the lead after that touchdown run of 49 yards by Austin Herringer. And the Tigers have the lead. Brady Menke to kick off for Hastings High. Line drive kick. Good kick down to the 5-yard line. Caught there. Trevin Dick to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Has a pretty good hole on the near sideline. Knocked down there at the 27-yard line. Good play by Will Reimer. The kick coverage for the Tigers. Very good tonight. And Holdridge will get the football as we have a yellow flag on the play. The football is at the 27. That's where Trevin Dick was brought down. And we'll see what the officials say. There is a hold on the return on the Dusters. Patrick Opperman, one of the captains, says we'll take the penalty. So that'll move it back from the 27 to about the 29 from the spot of the foul to the 19-yard line. So the Dusters will start first down and 10 yards to go. It's amazing how it's always first and 10 most of the time, right? First and 10 at the 19 for the Dusters. They'll send out three wide receivers. So they'll have quarterback Kyle Ekstrom, the 175-pound senior, the running back Taylor Juergens. Three wide receivers. Now the Dusters down 19 to nothing, and their running game may be abandoned here, but Ekstrom's going to roll to his right, fakes the throw, past the 20, pull down, and there's a horse collar tackle there by the Tigers. Well, Ekstrom got about three, but they're going to get more after that tackle. Too high around the shoulder pads and helmet there. So the Tiger's going to be called for that personal foul. And it's going to be a face mask, they call it, officially, I guess. But the tackle was not clean by the Tigers there, and that'll cost them 15 after a three-yard pickup on the play by the quarterback, Kyle Ekstrom. That'll be a first down. That'll move the football out. Three-yard gain to the 22, 15-yard pickup. Out to the 37-yard line. So there's a first down, and the Dusters at their own 37-yard line. First and 10. So the Dusters gain three, get 15 more tacked on after that. First and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Ekstrom in the shotgun this time. Kyle Ekstrom gets the football. We'll keep the football straight up the middle. 38, 39-yard line, a pickup of a couple there. Or Kyle Ekstrom, Tiger defense, playing well tonight. Mark Gooden, Ty Anderson, the ends. Trenton Haldmar, Eluard Resendez at the tackles. Austin Gittison's out at a corner. Jordan Perez is a corner. Brady Menke's in there defensively now as a safety. And linebacker Matt Karloff, Casey Lammers, Patrick Opperman also played linebacker. It was a pickup of two, second and eight at the 39-yard line. Ekstrom got two there. He's in the shotgun, second and eight at the 39-yard line. Ekstrom with the football, hands the ball out to Juergens. Juergens with a good hole and dances his way to the 50. Into Hastings high territory at the 45. Another flag flies in the play as Taylor Juergens gets it to the Hastings 45-yard line. Nice run there, 16 yards, and we'll see what the flag's all about. Officials will discuss this one. This one might be on the Dusters also. During that play, it is a hold, legal block on the Dusters, down to the 45-yard line. That was a run of 16 yards by Juergens. We got 16 yards on the play, but a 10-yard penalty moves it back to the Dusters, 44-yard line. So after a 16-yard gain, a six. It's going to be second and three. 10-yard penalty after the 16-yard gain. So second down and about three for the Dusters at their own 44-yard line. Is that holding call? Hurts the Dusters. Illegal block, excuse me. Second down and about three for Holdridge at their own 44. Juergens got 16 yards, but from the spot of the foul, he took it back 10 yards on the Dusters. Ends up being second and three at the 44-yard line. Or Holdridge, so. One step forward, two back for the Dusters on this drive. They're down 19 to nothing. Hastings high with the lead. Dusters football, own 44-yard line, second down and 3 yards to go. Ekstra now will be over center. Double tight end, only one wide receiver. Handoff goes to Juergens to the 45. Tries to get to the 47, going to be a little bit short. And it's going to be third down and maybe a yard or two. For the Dusters. Well, they'll be put down to the 45, a pickup of one for Taylor Juergens. He has 43 yards on the ground, averages over 100 in the first two for the Dusters. 1-1 on the year. Tigers 1-1 on the year. Third and two Dusters at their own 45. 19 to nothing, Hastings High. About halfway through period number three. You're on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Ekstrom over center. We'll turn. Hand the ball off to Juergens. To the 48, he's going to be real close, but he might not have this thing yet. And the Dusters may be forced to go for it if it's short. Their own 47-yard line because the time is a-moving on the Dusters. It's going to be fourth and one at the 44. Excuse me, the 46-yard line. The officials are going to measure this one. It's at the 46. Looks like it's going to be a little bit short. we'll see. They'll bring the chains out and stretch them out, and we'll see exactly what the situation is. It is going to be about a foot or so short, so we'll call it fourth and about a yard, 46-yard line for the Dusters. And the Dusters are going to have to go for this thing the way it looks, with 5:57 to go in the third quarter, 19-0, Hastings High, spinning the shutout here. Tigers with a shutout game one, gave up only 13 last week. Dropped a 13-3 decision to Adams Central, and shutting out the Dusters so far here. Fourth and one for the Dusters at their own 46. Out they come. Three backs find quarterback Ekstrom. Turns, hands the ball off to Juergens. He will get it, looks like, enough for maybe the 48. And that should be a first down for the Dusters. It'll be their sixth of the evening. From the 46 out to the 48, a pickup of two by Taylor Juergens, the senior. 46 yards on the ground. 46 tough yards for Juergens. 14 carries, 46 yards for Juergens. First and 10 at the Holdridge 48-yard line. So the Tigers begrudgingly give up the 1 yard plus another on that play, making every yard count by the Dusters. Ekstrom in the shotgun, gets the football, wants to throw for Holdridge. Rolls to his left, being chased by Anderson. Throws it across the middle. It's caught in the play. Nice catch in traffic there by Aaron Wilder. And he moves it from his own 48 to the Hastings 48. And it's a pickup. There are 4 yards on the play. And a nice catch by Wilder. His first of the night. 4 yards. Second and six at the Tiger 48-yard line now. For the Holdridge Dusters. Ekstrom looks at the far sideline. Jason Hale, the head football coach of the Holdridge Dusters. He gets a play, does Ekstrom, the quarterback, drops back into the shotgun. Wants the football on a second and six here. Snap to Ekstrom. Rolls his left, fumbles the football. Has to go to the turf to recover it. So Kyle Ekstrom fumbled that football. Mark Gooden, the defensive end in on the play there for the Tigers. So Ekstrom had to fall on that football back at the 43-yard line, a loss of 5 on the play, and it's going to be third down. Back on the 43, a loss of 9 on the play. Holdridge is back now on their own 43-yard line. That was a loss of 9 there by the quarterback. They had to fall on that fumbled football. Third and about 15 at the 43-yard line. So the Dusters need a bunch here. Ekstrom wants to throw. Does. A great intercepted on the play by Karloff to the 50, 45, 40. 35-30-yard line. Matt Karloff on the interception. Returns it about 22 yards on the play on the interception. Matt Karloff with the interception there. Drops back in pass coverage, and Karloff picks it off. The linebacker. And Matt shows good speed. Took that ball about 22 yards on the interception. And Hastings High has it first and 10. On the Holdridge 30, so a good return there by Karloff. Second turnover on the Dusters, first and 10, Tigers on the 30. Tigers come out tight and then in the eye, keeping the football, quarterback Rebarger to the 25, to the 20, burst into the secondary to the 10, knocked down by the last guy that could get him about the 7-yard line. Tyler Rebarger on the run there on the option, moves it down all the way to the 7-yard line, a pickup of 23 yards on the play of the quarterback Tyler Rebarger, first and goal at the 7. Rebarger's rushed for 49 on that 23-yard run there. First and goal at the 7 for the Tigers. About to score their fourth touchdown. 3:25 to go. Clock runs third quarter. First and goal at the 7-yard line. Double tight end. I formation. Rebarger turns. Hands the ball off to Jordan Perez to the 5. He'll get close to the end zone. He'll be in the end zone for the touchdown. Jordan Perez, a 7-yard touchdown run for the Tigers, and they lead it 25-0. Extra point coming up here. Jordan Perez gets on the board. His first touchdown of the season. 3:11 to go in period number 3. A 7-yard run there for Jordan Perez. So the Tigers turn that turnover into a touchdown. Tigers will try for two here. So they'll try for two to try to get this up to 27. make up for one of the missed extra points. And Rebarger on the keeper on the option to Perez to the five, gets to the end zone for the two-point conversion. Jordan Perez, two-point conversion run. There is a marker on the play. So we'll see if that maybe the Tigers will have to do this again. Looks like it is on Hastings' side. That'll nullify that two-point conversion run by Jordan Perez. The Tigers may have to go for the kick, and that's what they're indicating on the near sideline. So the Tigers' penalty, 10-yard penalty, moves it back to the 10-yard line. The holding apparently close to the goal line at the 10. So now Brady Mankey will come in and try the extra point from the 17. This will make it a 27-yard extra point attempt here by Brady Mankey. Nick Valley will hold for the Tigers. There's the kick by Mankey. Certainly has the distance and the height, and it is good. So Brady Mankey converts that 27-yard extra point after the penalty, and the Tigers tack on seven more. So with 3:11 to go in period number three, Hastings 26, Holdridge nothing. Back with the Tiger kickoff in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
And with a quick scoring update from the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam. We'll get you back to Lloyd Wilson Field in a second. Just getting back underway in Aurora, Adams Central at Aurora. Aurora leading 14-7 right now. And then over at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia playing Blue Hill. STC has it 35-7. Now back to Blaine Bulis with the Hastings High Tigers.
Brady Mankey kicks it off down to the 10-yard line. The Duskers, Trevin Dick to the 15 to the 20. And he's pulled down there. Again, good kickoff coverage by the Tigers. They're making that tackle is Matt Geiger for the Tigers. And Dick returned that football out to near the 25-yard line. And Holdridge will start there. Now it's kind of a dire situation now. A 3:05 to go in the third at the 24-yard line. That's where the Dusters will start. First and 10 at their own 24. 26 to nothing. Hastings High in the lead. Four scores. Two in the first quarter. Two here in the third by the Tigers. They're up 26 to nothing. The Dusters will come out here. See if they can get some points on the board before this one is over. Still 3:05 to go here in period number three. So Kyle Ekstrom over center. I formation. Two wide receivers to the left. Handoff goes to Juergens. Taylor with the run. Avoids some tacklers. Gets it out to about the 27-28. Good run there by Juergens. About five there. Moves it from his own 24. They'll spot it at the 28. A pickup of four. Puts Juergens at 50 yards rushing. 15 carries for 50 yards net for Juergens. Second and six Dusters at their 28. Wide receiver to the left is Alex Hamling. The wide receiver out to the right for the Dusters. Kyle Ekstrom, the quarterback, been in there on every snap. Will hand the football off in the shotgun to Juergens, but he has nowhere to go this time. And right there for the Tigers, Eric Ventura, the senior defensive lineman. Nice play by Eric there. It's back at the 27, third down and 5 yards to go. A loss of a yard there for Juergens. Third and five, Dusters at their own 27. They have not had much success against the Tigers tonight. They've rushed for 62 yards, thrown for 44. Shotgun, Ekstrom throws. Far side, oh, picked off! Picked off in the secondary by Rebarger. At the 33, Tyler Rebarger on the interception. Third turnover on the Dusters. Rebarger returns it inside Holdridge territory to about the 24-yard line. So Hastings High gets another turnover and has excellent field position at the Dusters' 24-yard line. Tyler Rebarger with the interception. Matt Carlob with an interception. Casey Lammers with a fumble recovery. Tigers have turned it over only once on an interception, having fumbled it away. First and 10, Tigers at the 24. They come out in the eye. Rebarger at quarterback. Turns, hands the football. No, keeps the football in the option. Tosses to Menke. Menke will be pulled down far sideline near the 20, 21-yard line. So a few yards there, but the Dusters play that option pretty well. Brady Menke on the carry. Minute 20 to go in period number three. Pick up a three to the 21-yard line. Menke gets three. He has rushed for 111 yards. Tigers over 200 yards on the ground. They've thrown only one pass. Had one intercepted, but thrown only one pass for 32 yards and a completion. Toss goes to Menke. Brady Menke gets out of a tackle and gets it inside the 20. Brady Menke, nice running there. Hard running. Could have been brought down for a loss, but he had enough strength to move it inside the 20 down to the 17. Third down and 3 yards to go. At the 17-yard line. Final minute of play in the third quarter. The Tigers have scored two in this quarter. To add to their two in the first quarter, they have four scores, lead 26 to nothing. Third and three at the 17. Wide receiver to the left, eye formation, double tight ends. It's Rebarger, turning, handing off to Herringer. Boy, runs into a wall. Austin, nowhere to go there. Three Dusters there, and he's finally tackled. That'll be the last play of the third quarter. Nothing there for Herringer, but something for the Tigers in the third quarter. In fact, two touchdowns in the third quarter, and Hastings High leads the football game after three. We've played three quarters with the score. Hastings, 26. Holdridge, nothing. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
From the ESPN studio with a scoring update, I'm Brad Beam. Here's what's happening in our other Hastings area game. St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill 35-7 underway nearing the end of the third quarter. Just getting kicked off with the third quarter in Aurora. Adams Central and Aurora now tied at 14. So Adams Central comes back all tied up. And we go now to our fourth and final quarter for Hastings High football. Here's KICS sportscaster Blaine Bulis.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field, ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings High and Holdridge. Fourth quarter about to begin, that last play of the third quarter. Austin Herringer, no gain. Tigers will come out, fourth down, 3 yards to go. They are at the Holdridge 17-yard line, but it's fourth and three. Hastings leads it here 26-0, so the Tigers have a fourth and three at the 17, and they might as well go for it here. With the 26-point lead. Rebarger turns, hands off to Menke. Flag flies. Menke to the 15. That's going to be, looks like, short of the first down. And this is probably going to be a penalty on the Tigers anyway. The Dusters may very well decline this if it's short of the first down and get the football. See the 15, 2-yard pickup. It's short of the first down. And it is a penalty on the Tigers. Chop block on the Tigers. Dusters will decline that. 2-yard pickup, but the Tigers needed three on fourth down. And the Dusters should decline it and get the football on downs. It is called on the Tigers. Decline. Holdridge takes over on downs. Menke got two. He needed three. So it's first and 10 Dusters at their own 15-yard line. That's the way they'll start the fourth quarter. Down here 26-0. This has been a lot of time on the ground by the Tigers tonight. They've thrown only one pass, so they moved this time along in this football game. I know the scoreboard's got some bulbs out, and kind of hard to tell the time, but I don't think we've missed any minutes. Tigers have kept the ball on the ground, kept the clock moving. Dusters have the football. They'll come out in the I formation this time. Kyle Ekstrom, the quarterback, at the 15, will hand the ball off to that man, Taylor Juergens, on his 17th carry. Tiger defense has been very stingy. 62 yards rushing is what they've given up in three quarters. And there was no gain there, 2nd and 10. Second and 10 at the Dusters, 15. Tigers have over 200 yards on the ground, 32 throwing the ball. 44 yards throwing it and 62 rushing for the Dusters in this game. 2nd and 10 at the 15. Shotgun this time. 4 wide receivers out. This play, Ekstrom throws it on the far side. It's going to be caught this time by Aaron Wilder. Moves it from the 15 out to about the 20-yard line. A pickup of 5. Ekstrom is 6 out of 7 throwing the ball. There was a pickup of 5 there. Third and 5 at the 20-yard line. So a pickup of 5 on that throw. Ekstrom has some zip on the ball, but he's been intercepted twice. 3rd and 5 at the 20 from the shotgun. Ekstrom wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's caught. Going to be close to the first down. A catch there. Throw across the middle. Caught there by Marcus Van Epperen. And it's out to the 26-yard line. And it's a first down. A 6-yard pickup there and the catch by Van Epperen. 1st and 10 at the 26-yard line for Holders. They get a first down. Have them for 8 first downs. Tigers for 8 also, but 8 for the Tigers may be a little bit short. 1st and 10 at the 26, though, for the Dusters. Now the I formation with the quarterback Ekstrom over center. Gets the football, hands it off to Juergens. Juergens runs to his left off left tackle. A couple maybe to the 28-yard line. Just no big long runs in this game by Juergens. Struggled to get up over 50 here from the 26. So the Tigers taking care of that defensive line, playing well up there. 2-yard pickup. 2nd and 8 of the 28 for the Dusters. Clock runs early in this fourth quarter. 9:45 to go. Hastings 26. Holdridge nothing. Shotgun snap goes to Ekstrom. Keeps the football this time. The quarterback Ekstrom, pretty big kid, the 175-pounder. Gets it past the 30. Maybe 4 or 5 on that play. They'll spot it at the 33, a pickup of 5. It's going to be 3rd down and about 3 yards to go. 3rd and 3 at the 33 for the Dusters. They'll be in the shotgun this time out, going without a huddle most of the time here tonight. Ekstrom drops the football. It's on the turf, and he has to fall on it. Back about the 28, so another fumble. The last two the Dusters have fumbled, they've recovered. Ekstrom has recovered, but a loss there from the 33 back to the 28, a loss of 5 on the play. The Dusters face a 4th and 8 back on their own 28-yard line. So they'll have to kick the football away, and Doug Smith will kick it away for the Dusters. So the fumble there, Ekstrom has to fall on it, a 5-yard loss on the play, 4th and 8 at the 28. A very high snap, but Smith goes up and gets it, punts the football, caught on a fair catch made by Will Reimer at the Tiger 40-41-yard line. So Hastings High going to hang on for this one tonight. They're going to run some clock now if they can. And they would like to keep that shutout defensively. 40, we'll call it the 41-yard line for the Tigers. The Tigers, again, have thrown it only once, only needed to throw it once, are going to try to run some clock here with 8:28 to go in the ballgame. 2 scores in the first, 2 in the 3rd for Hastings High. Double tight end, I formation, 1 wide receiver. Rebarger hands off to the fullback in there this time, Jared Nelson. Nelson carries as Herringer not in on this series. This Jared Nelson runs the football out to the 43, a pickup of 2. So Jared Nelson gets 2. Rebarger's gone all the way. Played quite a bit last year, but he's still the junior, though. In motion, Geiger. Inside handoff goes to the running back, Perez. To the near sideline, not much room, and he steps out of bounds. Jordan steps out of bounds about the 42. Might have lost a yard there. Just had no room on the near sideline. Loss of a yard. Third and about 9 at the 42-yard line for the Tigers. Tigers want to stay in bounds, run the clock. 7:48 to go. Jordan got bumped out of bounds on this near sideline, so the clock will stop. Jackson Powers, wide receiver, goes wide to the right as he brings that play in from the near sideline in the Tiger bench. I formation, Rebarger the quarterback. The Tigers really not going to want to throw here. Perez to the 45. Up to the 46, maybe 4. The Tigers going to be short of the first down here. It'll be 4th and about 5, but the clock will continue to run. 4th and 5 at the Tiger 46, and they will punt the football, and Jake Rawson's going to come in and do that for the Tigers. Clock continues to run with 7:20 to go in our ball game. Hastings 26, Holdridge nothing. Rawson to punt. I think has run for a first down out of this formation and punt formation earlier in the evening. He's going to run to his left. He's going to kick this one. It's booted down. Holdridge will let it go at the 20. Now picked up about the 16-yard line, but nowhere to run after he catches that football for the Dusters. Taylor Juergens catches that ball off the bounce kind of at the last minute there, and he had nowhere to go. And it's at the 17-yard line, and that's where the Dusters will start. Holdridge has been in Hastings territory only once in this game, I believe, and they just have not been able to do much against this Tiger defense, which has played so well in the first two and playing very well here tonight. 6:59 to go in our ballgame, 26-0 in favor of the Tigers over the Dusters. The Dusters, again, have 64 yards on the ground, 55 through the air. So they've dented 100 total yards, but not by much. Tigers have 117 rushing yards for Brady Menke. And there's a timeout. Duster's going to take a timeout before they snap this football here. So we'll take a timeout with the score. Hastings 26, Holdridge nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings High leading at 26-0. We're in the final 7 minutes of this ball game. The Dusters will have the football, and they have the football. First and 10 at their own 17. Now they send out three wide to the left. We'll see if the Dusters want to get on the board here. Faking the ball and keeping it as Ekstrom, the quarterback, to the 20, 25-yard line. Nice run there by Kyle Ekstrom. The Tigers have some new people in that defensive lineup here. From the 17 out to the 27, a pickup of 9 on the play, just short of 10. 9-yard pickup there. At the quarterback Ekstrom, and we'll see if the Dusters can move the football against some of the second-unit players for the Tigers. They got some of the starters in there. They want this shutout, of course. Second and a yard at the 26, shotgun. Ekstrom gets the football, wants to throw, does long, far sideline. Going to be way overthrown and incomplete. That one over the head of the intended receiver, Aaron Wilder. And it'll be third down and about a yard to go at the Dusters' 26-yard line. With the incompletion, clock stops with 6:34 to go in the ballgame. Hastings, 26. Holdridge, nothing. Tigers will go to 2-1 on the year. They'll head to Seward next weekend. Their first of two in a row on the road at Seward next Friday. Handoff, first down run by the Dusters. We'll see. Is that man? Yes, it was. Taylor Juergens. First and 10. Moves it from his 36 to the, his 26 to the 31. A pickup of 5 on the play. First and 10 at the 31-yard line for the Dusters. Their own 31. They'll come out in the eye. Ekstrom, the quarterback, over center. Turns. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his left. Kyle wants to throw. Does. Dropped by Stephen Denton, the tight end. Crossing the field. Drops the football. Incomplete. Ekstrom, though, 7 out of 10 throwing the ball. But no gain more than 15 throwing the ball. So the Tigers have played pretty well in defense, and they have 2 interceptions and have recovered a fumble. So they've played quite well on defense. 2nd and 10 at the Dusters 31-yard line. They'll come out and send 3 to the right. Ekstrom in the shotgun. Second down and 10 at the 31. Ekstrom rolls to his right. Will throw the football as he's hit, incomplete. Receiver not that close to the football, an incomplete throw there. 3rd down and 10 for the Dusters at their own 31-yard line. Let's see. The Tigers got Michael Sad, a junior, out there on defense. Will Reimer's at a corner. Jaden Lacey, a senior, is at a corner for the Tigers. Got Wyatt Davis, a sophomore. Cody Frazier, a senior, out there at one of the linebacker spots. 3rd and 10 for the Dusters at the 31-yard line. Snap to Ekstrom in the shotgun. Wants to throw. Does long on the far side. It is caught on the play. Nice catch there. Longest completion of the night. Trevin Dick, number 2, catches that football and a first down and moves it from his own 31 to the Tigers' 38-yard line. So there's your completion. The Trevin Dick, a pickup there of 31 yards on the play. Biggest play from scrimmage by the Dusters. 31-yard pickup, first and 10 at the Tigers' 38-yard line. Ekstrom wants to throw this and does in the flat to a wide-open receiver on the play. Alex Hamlin pulled down about the 32, 33-yard line. Short gain there, the 38 to the 32, a pickup of 6 on the play to Hamlin. 2nd and 4 at the Tiger 32. Dusters now with that nice throw and catch. Deep in Tiger territory now. Want to try to get some points on the board. There's a pass far sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Intended on the far sideline inside the 10-yard line. Trevin Dick incomplete there on that attempted pass play. 3rd and 4 at the 32. As mentioned, of course, the Tigers like nothing better to get their second shutout of the year, and the Dusters have it 3rd and 4 at the 32. This might be the last gasp for the Dusters. 6:01 to go in the game. They may figure, hey, we got a score here. We got 2 downs to get 4 yards here. And the shotgun, Ekstrom will hand the football off to Juergens, but he's pulled down. No gain there, maybe even a loss on the play. Cody Frazier, the senior linebacker, makes the stop there. It's going to be 4th down for the Dusters. No gain on the play, 4th and 4 at the 32. So this might be it for the Dusters as far as scoring in this contest. If they can't get the first down, they may not see the football again. 4th and 4 at the 32-yard line. 4th down and 4 for the Dusters. 26 to nothing, Tigers in the lead. They're going to win the game, but the Dusters would like to score. Ekstrom gets the football. Blitz on by the Tigers. The throw going to be caught by Dick. Dick catches the football. It's run out of bounds on the far sideline near the 20. It'll be a first down for the Dusters. 10th completion in 15 throws for Kyle Ekstrom. First and 10, they move it from the 32 to the Tiger 19. A pickup of 13 on the play. 4th catch for Dick. 62 yards in receptions. 44 of them in this series. First and 10 at the Tiger 19. For the Dusters, 1st and 10 at the 19. Ekstrom in the shotgun. gets the football, wants to throw, does, slant pattern. Dick catches the football, bobbled it, but catches, hangs on. Inside the 15, maybe down to the 12. Well, the Dusters getting a lot of this passing yardage on this drive. The Tigers a little looser on the defensive side of things here on this drive. Just want that clock to run. It's at the 12, a pickup of seven on the play. Second and three Dusters at the Tiger 12. By far the deepest penetration into Tiger territory for the Dusters. Ekstrom in the shotgun, gets the football. Second and three at the 12, wants to throw. Loses the football. They're going to call it a forward pass. Yes, they will. Ball kind of slipped out of Kyle's hands, and it fell about 5 yards in front of the quarterback and about 5 yards in front of the intended receiver. That one just slipped incomplete. They rule it a forward pass, and it was, and it's incomplete. Third and three at the 12 for the Dusters. Third down and 3 yards to go with the Tiger 12. Hastings high, 26-0. The outcome not in doubt. The only outcome in doubt is will the Dusters score here tonight? Ekstrom from the shotgun gets the football, keeps the football, runs the football for a first down, and a flag flies. That may nullify that first down. Ekstrom got it down to the 5, got a first and goal, but we'll see what that is all about. It's a hold on the Dusters. It was a pickup of 7 and a first down. But that play is going to be brought back. The flag's at the 5, or is it a legal block or a hold? 10-yard mark on. A hold. A hold on the Dusters. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. The flag at the 5 back to the 15-yard line. So it's going to be third. They got to get to the 9, third and about 6. At the 15, third and 6 for the Dusters at the 15. They got to get to the 9 for that first down. It's third down and 6 now. So that run nullified by the penalty. Third down and 6 for the Dusters at the Tiger 15. It's like 3:03 and clock running in the ball game. Hastings high with the lead. Ekstrom with the football. Almost tackled for a loss. He'll not get the first down, but it'll be about 3 yards short. Boy, Cody Frazier almost had him for a loss. Couldn't bring him down in the backfield. So it's going to be fourth down, the run there by Ekstrom. He got it from the 15 to only the 13, got 2. So it's going to be fourth down and 4, another fourth down. The Dusters got it with a pass play earlier in this series. They try to get in that end zone for a little bit of a lift at the end of this game. Fourth and 4 at the 13 for the Dusters. Last stand here by the Tiger defense. Fourth and 4 at the 13. Ekstrom wants to throw, does. It's going to be caught. It's going to be a first down. A little fake to the line of scrimmage and a little throw across the line of scrimmage to Stephen Denton, and a first and goal for the Dusters. From the 13, they move it down to the 7. 6-yard gain and a first down, first and goal at the Tiger 7-yard line, so enough for the first down. So the Dusters continue this drive. They started at their own 17 here, trying to get on the board in this football game. First and goal to the Tiger 7. Ekstrom over center, turns, hands off to Juergens to the 5, inside the 5, powers his way into the end zone for the touchdown. The Dusters, 83 yards, they get on the board. A 7-yard touchdown by Taylor Juergens. The Dusters persist, and they score late in this game. It's 26-6. But Taylor Juergens with the touchdown run of 7 yards, and the Dusters on the board. So they will not be shut out in this contest. It's 26-6. They're going to try the extra point. And Kyle Ekstrom, who does the field goal and extra point kicking, will try for the extra point. Dylan Hickson will hold. The snap, the kick, a whistle as the ball is kicked. They'll have to do this again. We'll see what this is all about. Timeout called by Hastings High before that extra point kick. We'll keep it here during this timeout. The Tigers called timeout as that ball is about to be snapped. So the Tigers have the lead. They're going to win this football game. As you're listening to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, in Hastings, Nebraska. The Tigers will go to 2-1 on the year. The Dusters will drop to 1-2. Hastings with two scores in the first quarter, two in the third. And the first score of the night, which may be the only score of the night for Holdridge, they go 83 yards. And Taylor Juergens, the final 7 yards, they have overcome a couple fourth down situations in this drive, but a long 83-yard drive. And the Dusters get on the board, and the extra point will be attempted here by Kyle Ekstrom. As we're out of the timeout, back into the teams back on the field. Juergens to try the extra point here. It is down. It is kicked. It is straight up and through, and it is good. So Kyle Ekstrom kicks the extra point, and it's 26 Tigers, 7 for Holdridge. Back with the Dusters kickoff in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And with a scoring update from the ESPN studios, I am Brad Beam. Here's what's happening in our other Hastings area game. St. Cecilia playing at Duncan Field against Blue Hill, currently with about 3 minutes left, now maybe down to about 2 minutes left in the game. St. Cecilia leads 35-13. And in Aurora, we have almost got an upset alert as Aurora and as Adams Central, actually. Adams Central leading now. Aurora, score of 21-14. The Patriots have it. Back at Hastings College's Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High School leading Holdridge 26-7. We send it back out to Blaine Bulis.
Holdridge kickoff returned by the Tigers. Anthony Julian, the junior, and Julian returns the kickoff to around the 30-yard line. That's where Hastings High will start, and the Tigers will try to run this clock out. And for the regulars, this ball game is going to be over for the Tigers. Brady Menke has 117 yards on the ground. Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, with 49. We'll see who's going to be in there at quarterback. Tigers got enough people in there. They're looking to the near sideline. They've got Mason Spilanek, a junior, out there, and Mason's going to run the offense here. The Tigers have to take a timeout. They don't have enough people on the field. Mason says, I'm going to play quarterback for this final 2 minutes. I want 11 guys on the field, 10 with me. We got to have 11. Guys, you got a chance to play. Let's get out there, second units. Here we go. Now we're going to get the Tigers with enough guys in the field. Tigers have to take a timeout, though, to get everybody out there, but we'll keep it here during this timeout. The Tigers, at this point, have 251 rushing yards, 32 through the air, 117 on the ground for Brady Menke, Austin Herringer with 36, quarterback Tyler Rebarger with 49. As the Tigers send out Mason Spilanek, the junior, he'll be at quarterback. Rebarger took every snap to the final series here. It looks like we got 142 to go, so neither team's probably going to call a timeout. We'll see who the Tigers run with the football. They have the double wing. They hand the football off to the fullback, running the football out to about the 33-yard line is Derek Fast, the sophomore. Line of scrimmage was the 29. He gets it to the 33, a pickup of 4 for Derek Fast. So second and 6 of the 33, all of this pretty academic. These guys are going to get some snaps, though, in this backfield. Tigers will come out in their basic double wing with the fullback behind the quarterback, Spilanek. A handoff, a whistle before that, as Fast got the football, but the Tigers are going to be called for illegal procedure. Fifth penalty on Hastings High. Moving back to the 28. It'll be second and 11 yards to go. Tigers at their own 28. 26-7 Tigers. 1:14 to go. Tigers need to snap the ball a couple more times, and we'll run things out here. Hastings High will go to 2-1 on the year. The Dusters will fall to 1-2 on the season. Holdridge will be hosting Scott's Bluff next Friday night. The Tigers of Hastings High go to Seward next Friday. There's a run on the far sideline by the Tigers. Tice Mathias in there to run the football for the Tigers. Line of scrimmage was the 28. We'll give Tice a couple on the play. Third and long, but 2 yard pickup there by Tice Mathias. Tice is a junior running back, defensive back. He gets two there. Third and nine at the 30. Final minute of the game will be the last play of the football game. Unless somebody unexpectedly stops the clock. Spilanik will be pulled down. Mason barely got the football in his hands, and he was tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the, they'll call it the 29-yard line. Only make it a one-yard loss there. And that's going to be the final play of the game. Back to the 27. Excuse me, a loss of three on the play. The Tigers are not going to have to snap the football, and that's going to be it. Hastings High Tigers will get the victory tonight over the Holdridge Dusters. Two scores early by the Tigers. Two scores in the third quarter. Hastings High wins it by the score of 26-7. We'll wrap this thing up for you in 1 minute.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Okay, welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex. The Hastings High Tigers with the victory here tonight over the Holdridge Dusters in high school football. The Tigers win it by the score of 26-7. Hastings High scored a couple of touchdowns in the first quarter, scored two more in the third quarter. So the Tigers started fast in both halves, and that's nothing better than a coach likes to see in that type of situation. The Tigers on their second play from scrimmage after they stopped the Dusters in their first drive of the night. The Tigers get the football, second play from scrimmage. Brady Menke running the football for the first time this season after battling a hand injury, running the football. He's been doing the kicking, but he ran the football on his second play from scrimmage. The Tigers, Menke goes 54 yards for a touchdown. Menke adds the extra point. 7-0 Tigers, 8:36 to go first quarter. Next time the Tigers got the football, they scored on a 6-yard run by Menke. The extra point was partially blocked. No good. Menke had two first quarter touchdowns. Tigers led 13-0. Each team got in the other's field position in the second quarter, but it was a scoreless second quarter, and Hastings High led 13-0 at halftime. Tigers get two touchdowns in the third quarter. Austin Herringer, a 49-yard run from the fullback position as he bolted past the line of scrimmage and outran the defenders. 49-yard run. Austin Herringer scored. 19-0 Tigers in the third quarter. Jordan Perez tacks on the fourth and final touchdown for the Tigers, a 7-yard run after a Matt Karloff interception led to the Tigers' score. Jordan Perez running 7 yards, extra point good. 26-0 Tigers, 3:11 to go third quarter. It was 26-0 after three. The Holdridge Dusters hang in there and go 83 yards on their final possession of the night and break into the scoring column. 83-yard drive capped by a Taylor Juergens 7-yard run, extra point good. 26-7 Tigers. Tigers run out the clock and win it by the score of 26-7 to go to 2-1 on the year. The Dusters drop to 1-2. For the Tigers, we have them with 254 yards rushing the football. Tigers threw the ball only one time. Tyler Rebarger, 1 out of 1, had one interception, one catch, 32 yards. Mark Gooden, 32 through the air, 254 on the ground for the Tigers, 286 total yards. Brady Menke rushed for 117 and two scores. Austin Herringer ran 49 yards ran for a 49-yard touchdown, ran for 66 yards. Give the Tigers a little bit more than, give the Tigers 264 yards rushing. Herringer, a 49-yard touchdown run. He had 66 yards on the night. Jordan Perez rushed for 35 yards and a touchdown in the game. And the Tigers' Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, for 49 yards on the ground. Menke with 117. Herringer had 66. Herringer scores one touchdown. Menke scores two. Jordan Perez with 35 yards on the ground also runs for a touchdown. The Tigers on the evening, 264 on the ground. We'll have them at 264, 32 through the air, 280, 296 of total yards. The Tiger defense plays very well. They give up only 205 yards, but 118 of that through the air, most of that in the final drive by the Dusters, where the Tigers were giving up the, for the most part, giving up the short pass on the play, playing a little bit looser on defense. But the Tigers allow only 87 on the ground, and that's a good night of defense. 118 passing, but that's most of those passing yards after the thing was decided here, and the one big pass play for 31 yards, keeping that drive alive. So the Tigers give up 87 on the ground, 118 through the air, 205 total yards for Holdridge. 63 yards on the ground for Taylor Juergens. He was averaging about 104 on the season. 63 for Juergens. And the only other guy who ran the football was the quarterback, Kyle Ekstrom. He ran for 24 yards. Ekstrom did have 11 completions on the evening, as the Dusters, Trevin Dick, caught five balls to lead the way there for 69 yards on the evening, as he caught five footballs for 69 yards, did Trevin Dick, including that one 31-yarder that was the big play in the scoring drive. So the Tigers play real good defense, do a good job offensively. Three turnovers on the Dusters, only one on the Tigers, and the Tigers win the football game by the score of 26-7 with 296 total yards to 205 for the Dusters, but the Tigers give up only 87 yards on the ground. Hastings High rushes for around 260 on the evening. Two scores for Brady Menke, one for Austin Herringer, one for Jordan Perez. The Tigers win it by the score of 26-7. They are 2-1 on the year and head to Seward. The first of two in a row on the road. They go to Seward next Friday night. The Dusters drop to 1-2. They will host Scott's Bluff next Friday. So a home game, a home win for the Hastings High Tigers tonight as they win it 26-7. Stay tuned. We're not finished here from Lloyd Wilson Field. The Player of the Game program is up next. Then the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Rebarger, Rick Rebarger of Hastings High, in the coach's post-game show, the Coach Speaks Show. That'll do it for the play-by-play. The final score once again from Lloyd Wilson Field, the Hastings High Tigers over the Holdridge Dusters. The Tigers 26, the Dusters 7. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
And with a quick scoring update from the ESPN studios, I am Brad Beam. A final score for St. Cecilia Blue Hill. Final comes out to be 35-13. The Blue Hawks get the win tonight at the friendly confines of Duncan Field. And right now on 1230 KHAS, a great game going on. Tied up. Only minutes left. Adams Central at Aurora tonight. A drive on right now. If you want to hear the final minutes of that game, flip on over to 1230 KHAS or listen at HastingsLink.com. Again, the final, Hastings High beats Holdridge 26-7. The Player of the Game is coming up next.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Back at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Player of the Game program tonight is the Hastings High Tigers, winning by the score of 26-7. Get a couple of touchdowns, more than 100 yards on the ground for Brady Mankey. Tyler Rebarger, the quarterback, rushes for 49, runs that offense. Touchdown runs by Austin Herringer and Jordan Perez, a good defensive effort. So a lot of potential players of the game in this one. We'll name our Tiger player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. We're going to give our player of the game to Brady Mankey again. He rushed for two touchdowns, having for 117 yards on the ground tonight. The first two scores of the game, including that 54-yarder on the second play from scrimmage by the Tigers. Mankey also provides the hit that led to a fumble that led to a Tiger score in the third quarter of play, but he had the hit that led to that, also made a couple extra points. So Brady Mankey, a good all-around effort for the Tigers, running the football from scrimmage for the first time this year as he's battling a hand problem, but had a good game tonight, and our player of the game, Brady Mankey, as the Tigers win it by the score of 26-7. Stay tuned. The coach is with us. We'll have the coach's post-game show. That's up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Once again, back at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Hastings High Tigers win it by the score of 26-7 over the Holders Dusters. And Coach Rick Rebarger joins us, the head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers, after the victory. Well, I guess, Coach, you really don't have to be too concerned about maybe some resiliency in your team. They come back after the loss last week, came out here tonight, and early on, get a couple scores, the first two possessions. So they really bounced back well, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought our boys showed a lot of character. We had a good week of practice. They weren't hanging their heads. And we put the disappointing loss behind us from last week. And we come out here and started off well in the first series that we had offensively. And we're able to move the ball up down the field a little bit in the rushing game. I think our defense has been outstanding the last three ball games, and I knock on wood, can hopefully continue to play as well as they're playing. Holdridge is kind of an explosive offense. We've had problems with them in the years past, the way they spread you out and run the ball and then throw it. And I thought our defense did an outstanding job of keeping Juergens contained and then breaking on the ball and keeping receivers in front of us.
Yeah, the ball club, nothing better than, I guess, the coaching staff likes is to have great starts. Of course, the beginning of the game, you have two touchdowns quick, great third quarter, two scores there. So, the guys, that makes you, nothing makes you any happier, does it, Coach, when you guys can get that confidence level going right up the top?
Yeah, I was proud of the way they came out in the second half. It's 13-0, it's a close ball game, and we start out with a ball and answer and get a nice score, and I think that was a very important score, and then obviously, we were able to put one back in. I don't know if it was off of Matt's interception or if it was off Tyler's interception, but that was a nice turnover that we got that we've been needing defensively, and we're able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, Matt Tokarloff's interception led to a score in that led to the final score in this ball game. But you have the two interceptions, you force that fumble and score off the. Some of those turnovers, so that's always good to see you take advantage of your opportunities, don't you?
Yeah, and I thought our special teams played well. It was just too bad we had that one holding call, and then we turned around. I think it was the next time we punted, Jake saw a little bit of opening and took off with it and gave us another possession, which anytime we can hang on to the ball and Holdridge doesn't have the ball, that's to our advantage because they're so explosive offensively.
It seems like, Coach, Jake's back there and he's in punting formation. He's kind of looking to run the football, isn't he?
Well,
he's not afraid to do that, is he?
It's a situation where
he's afraid to do that. He took off.
Yeah, if it's there and we like it, we'll let him go. He saw some openings, and with his speed, he's the fastest kid we got on our team, and he punts the ball well, and so we were able to take advantage of that. And I tell you another thing. I thought our offensive line did an outstanding job. And that was something that we talked about this week is offensively we got to carry our weight a little bit on this football team, and I think they responded and did a great job with that. And then you notice we changed it up a little bit and got in the eye a little more so we could hand the ball off to directly to Brady Meinke. As you noted earlier in the post game, he had an outstanding night rushing the football.
Yeah, you talk about your play up front, both sides of the ball. When you only throw the ball one time in a very nice completion, when you can keep that ball on the ground, you know you're controlling the line of scrimmage, and you controlled Juergens, as you mentioned, from Holdridge, who's a pretty good back and excellent, pretty good quarterback, and zing the ball pretty good. But your guys up front, you had a good night. You kind of wore the dusters out as you went along.
Yeah, and that's, it's unfortunate for Holdridge. They don't have a lot of depth, and, they were missing a three-year starter that, was a good football player for them on offensive line, defensive line. I think Jason Hale does an outstanding job over at Holdridge, and I honestly think he's one of the finer coaches we have in Class B, and he's a good man. And so I have a lot of respect for their staff, and they'll bounce back. They're a good football team. They're young. They'll play good ball later on.
You mentioned earlier your special teams. I think your kick coverage, your kickoff coverage was just outstanding because you got some great hits, and your guys got down the field real quick. You really kept Holdridge bottled up for the most part in this football game in their own territory. They didn't start many drives. I don't think they started any in your side of the field, maybe one, but the kickoff coverage is really outstanding.
Yeah, it really is, and it's another thing. We've tweaked a little bit, and I think Coach Emerson, again, is doing an outstanding job with that unit as well with the punt unit, and Coach Coach Vetter and him split that up, and they're well prepared, and Brady had some nice balls that dropped in front of number two. We didn't want to kick it to Juergens because obviously you got a kid that runs two back in two games. That's a threat. And so we kept the ball away from him. And I think, our kick coverage did an outstanding job of staying in their lanes and just closing on the football.
The ball club overall, a good effort, Coach. I know you got some things, only the one turnover. And you got obviously things to work on. Everybody does. Yeah. But overall, just a good effort. And really the fact that the kids came back from the loss. So you're good now. Now you head to the middle part of the season. Go to Seward next week, and that's always a challenge.
Yeah, that's always a well-coached offensive football team, and they're going to be spreading us out, throwing the ball, and using their quarterback's legs. And they've got some speed over there, so obviously that's going to be a concern for the coaching staff this weekend. And we'll watch some film and get develop a game plan, and hopefully we come out and play well offensively up front. And our defense keeps playing as well as they've been playing.
You talk about getting Brady Meinke back to run the football. He's been doing his kicking chores the first two games, but the line of scrimmage just gives you just an added dimension, doesn't it, Coach? If you have him healthy and you have all these guys healthy, you can throw a lot of different things at people.
Yeah, and he's a little different runner than Jake is. He's not quite as fast as Jake is, but he has ability to make guys miss. And I think there was a couple times there where we had some guys in our backfield and Brady gives you that dimension of one foot in the ground and he's going the other direction and he'll pick up a good 3-4 yards for us. So I thought he did a great job, and we'll get Jake back and we'll be healthy again and we'll be ready to roll.
Well, the guys can enjoy maybe the Broncos tomorrow and the Huskers tomorrow night, but I'm sure come Monday it's going to be back and we're going to be focusing in on Seward, Coach. I know that's the plan, but they should enjoy this. They should be happy with their efforts tonight.
Yes, and I appreciate all your support and everybody that come out tonight. I appreciate their support as well. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Really appreciate it. That's Rick Rehbarger, head football coach of the Hastings High Tigers. We'll take our break and wrap things up here at Lloyd Wilson Field after the Tigers 26-7 victory. Back to do that right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Well, but welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll wrap things up here. The Hastings High Tigers beat the Holdridge Dusters in a Class B high school football matchup, 26-7 tonight. Tigers again scoring the first two times they have the ball in the first quarter on touchdown runs of 54 and 6 yards by Brady Menke. Scoreless second quarter, Tigers led 13-0 at halftime. Tigers get two touchdowns in the third quarter. Austin Herringer, a nice 49-yard run. Jordan Perez, a 7-yard run, 26-0 after three. The Dusters go 83 yards on their final drive of the night. Get on the scoreboard. Taylor Juergens, a 7-yard touchdown run late in the game. Tigers run out the clock and win it by the score of 26-7. Menke with 117 yards on the ground. The Tigers with around 260 on the ground. Only threw the ball one time, one completion for 32, one turnover on the interception. The Tigers forced three turnovers into the contest as the Dusters have 205 total yards, 118 through the air, 87 on the ground. Most of that passing yards in that final drive, won a 31-yard pass play. So the Tigers give up less than 100 on the ground. And if you do that defensively, you're going to have a pretty good night. And that's what happened tonight to the Tigers as the defense plays well for the third game. And the Tiger offense comes out and puts up close to 300 total yards up on the board and four rushing touchdowns tonight. The Tigers now 2-1 on the year, and the Dusters drop to 1-2. Hastings High hits the road. They go to Seward next Friday night. The Dusters return home and host Scott's Bluff also next Friday. Well, that'll do it here from Lloyd Wilson Field. A reminder for you on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHS, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show to begin in just a little bit after the Adams Central Aurora football game is complete. And football for you tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio on 1230 KHS, the season opener for the Hastings College Broncos right back out here at Lloyd Wilson Field. The Broncos and the Dort College Defenders kick off at 1 o'clock. Pregame activity begins at 12:15 with the Tony Harper pregame show. Join Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell for Bronco football beginning at 12:15 tomorrow afternoon. All the Bronco coverage and games on 1230 KHAS Radio and on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You can hear the Huskers all season long on The Breeze. Full coverage beginning to end tomorrow, beginning at 1 o'clock. Kickoff at 6 o'clock in Lincoln tomorrow night. The Huskers and Fresno State complete total coverage on The Breeze every game of Husker football in 2011 season. So the Broncos on KHS tomorrow, the Huskers on The Breeze. That will do it here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio tonight. High school football final tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. The Hastings High Tigers, 26. The Holdridge Dusters, 7. For producer-engineer Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.